Texas, a dynamic city long known for its quality of life and scenic beauty, is today the fastest growing metropolis in the South and Southwest United States.
Austin, Texas, once a quiet haven for free-minded Texans, has become a cesspool of leftist invading state populations of George Soros-fueled lawlessness, hurtling the capital of Texas into chaos.
Bartering with criminals instead of sending them to jail. Chaz Moore of the Austin Justice Coalition saying, quote, someone breaks into my home, I call the police, and then what? Even if they find the person, now the person goes to jail. We didn't really fix anything. I would actually say instead of sending her to jail, let's say she pays me back by cleaning my house for the next 6 weeks.
Clinton Rary, combat veteran and an ex-candidate for the Austin City Council, has been relentlessly drilling into the rot prevalent in the local government of Austin, Texas, recently uncovering a possible Democrat Party scam where Act Blue, whose mission is to empower small dollar donors, could quite possibly be a money laundering scam, acting as a nonprofit technology organization which enables left-leaning nonprofits, Democrat candidates, and progressive groups to raise money from individual donors on the internet with Act Blue's online fundraising software.
So what led me to Act Blue was the James O'Keefe Media Group, seeing them post that video on Twitter.
Contributions through Act Blue. An inquisitive detective with Brightline Investigations for Election Watch brought us the latest unwitting contributor.
I'm just going around asking questions regarding donations. It says that you made 26,000 donations. Would that be the case for Act Blue? Because that was over 6 years, so it's 11 donations a day.
I was getting ready to get on a website and check my AdBlue.
I would definitely check it to make sure that nobody's taking an advantage of you.
Good.
All right.
Thank you.
I don't know what's really going on because there's not a level of transparency to see where exactly the money's coming from. With the FEC website, you can see who's donating money and to what organization, and that's basically the level that you're going to see on where that money's coming from. And so when you have people that are 70 plus years old and they're donating 2, 3, 4, 5 times a day over a 2 year period, it just throws a huge red flag up on, hey, there's some shenanigans going on here, and there needs to be a deeper level investigation into this, especially when I go talk to this lady and she can't even get out of her chair. And she's talking about, yeah, I was just about to go check out my Act Blue account, but she couldn't even get out of her chair to check it when I was in the house.
It would seem that someone in print or broadcast media would have already been all over this, but now it takes concerned patriots like yourself to investigate government corruption. How was the response from Lapdog Media when you finally reached out about this?
So after I posted the video and it went viral on Twitter, I reached out to a bunch of local media outlets here, and it was like near zero response. I just wish we had some coders that we can go through all this data, because it is very time consuming to scroll through and find out, okay, who's donating 100 times, and then you got to then go through there, pull their name, put it in the FEC website, and then figure out, okay, are they donating a lot? Because you are scrolling through and it is time consuming. I mean, it took me almost 3 days to go through all the names just to find one person.
Other independent investigators have followed suit.
And I found out that your address, home is, that you have donated 10,000, over 10,000 times within 2 year time frame from 2021, 2020 to 2022.
How much money?
$106,304.45. Right.
That wasn't me.
Yes.
Lori Ball, over the last 2 years, has made over 537 donations for a total of like maybe 7,000.
They decided to not perp walk him, not put him in handcuffs, not do a mugshot, because they knew that that would help Trump. Didn't they know this would backfire? We were waiting for the mugshot. We learned today they wouldn't have it, so we've made our own. And it says political prisoner with an image of President Trump. The shirt is being printed now in Texas. It'll be shipping out to you in 1 week. Political prisoner with Trump on the front there in a mugshot jail background. It's a fundraiser shirt. It says Infowars.com on the back of the shirt. We also have Alex Jones for president. No, I'm not running for president. It's a really nice navy blue, high quality shirt. Red, white, and blue. Alex Jones for president. 2024. It's a fun conversational piece and a limited edition shirt. Great way to fund the operation. So get your Alex Jones for president and Trump mugshot shirts at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling toll free 888-253-3139.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is Tuesday, April 11, 2023. This is the InfoWars War Room brought to you by InfoWarsStore.com. I'm your host, Owen Schroyer, with you for the next 3 hours, the fastest 3 hours on the internet. Now, I have a major layout, and I was really planning on laying into this today already, and then even more news broke on this subject. And it just, it's amazing to sit here and witness what we've been witnessing for really the last, you could say since 2016. And that is the absolute turnover of the American left to violence and evil. And the truth is they have always been this way. From the Weather Underground, from the Ku Klux Klan, to your modern day leftist movements, which is really now just openly the Democrat Party, but their little wings, their little institutions like BLM and Antifa, thinking they're anti-establishment, actually doing the bidding of the very establishment, they're claiming to fight, but it's reaching new levels of their openly calling for violence, openly promoting violence, openly trying to run smoke screens so that their street thugs can commit violence. And now it's just every day there's going to be a shooting. And there have already been shootings every day. They happen at 2 a.m. in Chicago and 3 a.m. in East St. Louis and 1:30 in the morning in Baltimore. And that's just normal stuff, you know. So it doesn't really make the headlines. That's just standard behavior. That's just typical behavior in a Democrat-run city. But, oh, see, now it's happening at the supermarket and happening at the school and the church and the college. And the funeral home. And, of course, the shooter at the school that gets memorialized was a transgender, propagandized, brainwashed individual by the left-wing cult. This Kentucky bank shooter, same deal. And you just sometimes figure it out. Kind of like yesterday. It's like, you know, I didn't want to say 100% that shooter was a liberal because he had the he, him, and his pronouns. But what did I say? 99.99% chance that's a lib, he, him, and the pronouns. Well, now we have the social media posts, anti-Trump, pro-lockdown, clearly deranged in the head, clearly delusional, another leftist. And then they run stories, and this is truly unbelievable when you actually, when you actually know what they're doing, when you're actually in the information warfare and you recognize warfare being used against you, or propaganda being thrown out there like red meat. And the Rolling Stone over the weekend runs a story titled, you can't even believe this, How to Blow Up a Pipeline is the Hottest Date Movie of the Season. Now, I'm actually going to read this story for you, and it's so, well, you could say strange, but the content of it is one thing. I'll read the content of it later. It's what the purpose of this is. Oh, how to blow up a pipeline. You're an eco-terrorist. That's hot. Oh, you're a lesbian. Oh, you're bisexual. Oh, you're an eco-terrorist. That's hot. I'm into that. And it's all based on this Swedish book about an eco-terrorist that blows up pipelines. And then they put out a movie called How to Blow Up a Pipeline, and they promote it, how hot it is. And don't you see, oh, now you're promoting blowing up a pipeline. You're going to get memorialized. Like, look, the transgender shooter memorialized. Oh, George Floyd. Yeah, resist arrest. Fentanyl addict. Oh, memorialized. So it's all this messaging, like a feedback signal. Just the constant feedback. Oh, I'll be memorialized. Transgender shooter memorialized. How to blow up a pipeline? That's hot. But then what do you see? You see all the infrastructure under attack. It's in the news again today. One critically injured, unknown amount of cattle killed in South Fork dairy explosion in Dimmitt, Texas. Massive explosion. A dozen buses in San Francisco set on fire. Arson. They're investigating. Downtown San Francisco, Whole Foods closing a year after opening. San Francisco so violent, so vicious, so crime-ridden, they can't even keep a store open. How to Blow Up a Pipeline is the Hottest Date Movie of the Season. And so we've been warning you here for a long time. It's nothing new. And, you know, I always wondered, because to me, even though I loved Rush Limbaugh, I always wondered why they attacked him so much. Because for the most part, when it comes to deep state activities and globalism, central banks and such, Rush Limbaugh really didn't cover that stuff, the bigger issues. But I realize now why they really hated Rush Limbaugh back then, like they hate Alex Jones now, because he had these people pinpointed from day one. The Democrat Party is the largest hate group and largest terrorist group in this country, folks. They run the media. Now they run all the corporate establishments, and they promote violence, and they want their people to know you can go around the streets and you can point a gun at a veteran. You can point a gun at him in his car and bang on his car window. And then when he shoots you in self-defense, he's going to jail. You can go into a school and shoot three children and three teachers before the cops take you out. You're going to be the victim. You're going to be immoralized. You can commit crimes and be high on fentanyl and resist arrest like George Floyd. You're going to get statues built all around the country in your name. Your family's going to be rich. And so it's this giant feedback symbol of you need to be filled with hate and anger, and then they're going to direct the hate and anger towards their political opposition, and then they're going to green light all their little minions to start committing acts of violence, but it's justified because of the hate that you feel. And you're just sitting here witnessing all of it. And now they've fully weaponized the justice system. So it's obviously Alvin Bragg that's breaking the law here. But because Jim Jordan wants to look into what Alvin Bragg has been up to break the law, now Alvin Bragg has sued Jim Jordan because he says Congress is interfering in his Trump case. Manhattan DA Alvin Bragg sues Jim Jordan over House probe of Trump investigation. The Democrat Party, ladies and gentlemen, is off the hook. They are off the chain. They are off the rocker. They are just gone in their hatred.
I talk a lot about the great successes InfoWars has had. I don't think anybody can deny it. And it is because of listeners and viewers supporting us. But when we talk about the crew at InfoWars, people behind the scenes, the researchers, the writers, they really have been the MVPs in this fight. And when we look at Harrison Smith and Owen Schroyer and the hard work they engage in every day, 5, 6, 7 days a week, it's really just incredible. So for myself and the whole InfoWars crew, I thank you for your past support. I only encourage you now to realize that InfoWars cannot stay on air if you do not support us. I know you spread the word, I know you pray for us, and that's wonderful, keep doing it. But most viewers and listeners never go to InfoWarsStore.com, and you never buy great products that enrich and empower your life, while at the same time keep us on air. I know that less than 1% of our listeners actually go buy products at InfoWarsStore.com. If just 1% more of you took action and went to InfoWarsStore.com, our funding problems will be over. Please take action now.
Hydrofluorosilicic acid is the third most deadly acid on earth. And they've got our children drinking that. This is a psychotic death cult, period, case closed, out to get you and your family. We sell the Alexa Pure Breeze, made by the My Patriot Supply Ready Hour Group. It's been around about 15 years, became the biggest company in the last six. They went out, hired engineers, reverse engineered the fancy best water filter system out there that sells for twice the price, and they made it as good in all the studies. It reduces things to non-detectable levels, thousands of chemicals. But you can go pay two or three times. There's four or five other filters out there that are just as good. We sell the very best, highest grade water filtration system for half the price of the leading competitor. And the media says we're bad and a cult for telling you you should filter your water. You should also filter your shower water. That's another way you absorb this crap. But I'm done talking about that. The point is you can get the filters at InfoWarsStore.com. They're discounted right now. Finally back in stock. Ladies and gentlemen, this book, The Great Reset and the War for the World, is a historic book that documents the globalists, in their own words, plan for our future. That is a hellish future. Now, you'll be always, while they still allow books, I guess, they're starting to ban them, be able to get an unsigned copy of The Great Reset and the War for the World at bookstores, Amazon, or InfoWarsStore.com. But you will never be able to get another signed copy of the book after the signed copies we got run out. And there's about 1,000 left of them right now. So get your copy of The Great Reset and the War for the World, a signed copy at InfoWarsStore.com. And there is a markup there because this is a fundraiser to keep us on the air. So you won't just have this historic memento and this powerful book. You'll also know that you help keep InfoWars on the air. I'm going to thank those of you that have gotten signed copies of the book or unsigned copies. But I want to encourage all of you who haven't yet to go to InfoWarsStore.com and get a signed copy and buy a couple of unsigned copies and donate to the library or give them to the local school. This is an InfoWar. I'm counting on you, and thank you for your support. They decided to not perp walk him, not put him in handcuffs, not do a mugshot, because they knew that that would help Trump. Didn't they know this would backfire? We were waiting for the mugshot. We learned today they wouldn't have it, so we've made our own. And it says political prisoner with an image of President Trump. The shirt is being printed now in Texas. It'll be shipping out to you in 1 week. Political prisoner with Trump on the front there in a mugshot jail background. It's a fundraiser shirt. It says InfoWars.com on the back of the shirt. We also have Alex Jones for president. No, I'm not running for president. It's a really nice navy blue, high quality shirt. Red, white, and blue. Alex Jones for president. 2024. It's a fun conversational piece and a limited edition shirt. Great way to fund the operation. So get your Alex Jones for president and Trump mugshot shirts at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling toll free 888-253-3139.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/show.
All right, what I'm about to lay out here is so important to understand and challenging to properly, eloquently deliver, because it's all happening right in front of your face. But it's almost this numbness that you have to it where you just can't even believe it's there because you're so numb to it just happening every day right in front of you. But let's just frame this up first. Since 2015, when Donald Trump decided to run for president, the Democrat Party decided they are going to ratchet up the political violence in this country. And this is on the heels of Barack Obama for 8 straight years, ratcheting up the racial tensions, ratcheting up the racial violence, ratcheting up the violence against police. So Obama had already kind of built this undercurrent of more tension between American citizens, specifically racial tension and tension against law enforcement. And everybody witnessed that. Everybody knows that. But then when Trump decided to run for president, they just turned the heat up 1,000 degrees and they just said all propaganda, all anti-Trump, pro-violence propaganda, just release it. And you saw groups like Antifa start to show up in the streets and get violent. You saw groups like Black Lives Matter start to show up in the streets and get violent. And we all watched the rioting and we all watched the violence. And you could go back even before Trump. But you get the point. You've witnessed it. We've all witnessed it. And what happens when this violence goes down time after time after time? The mainstream media promotes it. The mainstream media runs cover and says it's justified. And the Democrat politicians back it up and raise money for the criminals' bailout fees and legal fees. So we've all been watching this happen for almost, I mean, you look up at the calendar, that's 2023 right there. Okay? That's 2023 on the calendar. Is there a single demarcation line of when the left wing, the Democrat Party, and the media decided to just take off the chains of their violent street thugs and send them loose into the streets? Was it when they lied about Michael Brown, hands up, don't shoot, and they let Ferguson burn to the ground? Was it when they told you Trump was the next Nazi leader, so go out and attack a Trump supporter and burn down any buildings when Trump is in town for an event and attack people? Maybe when they lied about George Floyd and had dozens of cities across the country burning, dozens of police officers wounded. I can go on and on and on and on. But see, that's just the beginning phase, which is the group terrorism, which is the group mindset, where an individual that might not be comfortable committing an act of violence when in a group setting like this will commit criminal activity, acts of violence, theft, and other such things because they see the group doing it. So this has been the undercurrent from Obama, and now it's just a raging river of violent criminal activity by liberals, leftists, and Democrats on the streets. And they promote it like this story in the Rolling Stone over the weekend that I'm going to read later on in the show, really just for comedic purposes. It's hilarious. But let me tell you why they do this. How to Blow Up a Pipeline is the hottest date movie of the season. And it's all about encouraging eco-terrorism. Like, I don't know, blowing up a pipeline like Nord Stream pipeline. Would Joe Biden have done that? Of course, that's at the top political levels of terrorism and maybe not even necessarily eco-terrorism. But okay, we've seen plenty of eco-terrorism in this country in the last decade, haven't we? And they say that's hot. That's hot. Eco-terrorism is hot. They memorialize their transgender killers at the school in Tennessee. So they're making it in vogue. They're making it pop culture to be a politically violent person. But then they're also giving it the wink and the nod saying, hey, you go out and commit political violence. We own the judges. We own the courts. We own the justice system. We own the media. We've got the prosecutors in our back pocket. You're going to be out of there tomorrow. Don't worry about it. Don't worry about that. We got your bail paid for. We got your lawyers paid for. Go out and commit your political violence. It's hot. And then we got your back. So they promote all of this violence. They give it the thumbs up. And now it's starting to reach new levels, ladies and gentlemen. And let me just draw back from this for a second. Because we all have to take a deep breath here. And I'm always going to tell the truth. But everybody should be taking a pause and saying, okay, why do we have shootings in this country every day now? Not just, oh, it's downtown St. Louis, downtown Chicago, downtown LA. That violence we're just supposed to accept as normal in Democrat-run cities. We're just supposed to act like that crime is normal. Just, okay, fine. Fine, okay. Most people don't go about their business at 2 a.m. in the morning in bad areas of Democrat-run cities. So, okay, we'll just push that under the rug. We'll just act like that doesn't matter. No, now it's at your school. Now it's at your bank. Now it's at your college. Now it's at your funeral home. Now it's at your grocery store. There's no doubt that this is taking off. There's no doubt that this is a trend, and there's no doubt it's only going to get worse. And so, yeah, I could probably sit here and do a political profiling of these individuals, and you would end up that the vast majority of them would be a liberal, a modern day liberal leftist progressive Democrat. But that shouldn't even be the argument, and that's really not even fair to say, because folks, our civilization has been under psychological, chemical attack for really my entire life. And so you're now watching your fellow Americans that have just been getting bombed. I mean, blasted every day with propaganda, race propaganda, political propaganda, all kinds of divisive propaganda. And they've been hopped up on all these different chemicals in the food, in the water, in the drugs. They've had their brains and their minds zapped by the frequency rates and patterns on the television and on their computer screens. So, I mean, we have to accept what this is. And you can sit here and blame Democrats all day long. That's fine. But our society, our civilization is broken. We are a broken people, and all you have to do is walk outside, take a walk down the street, take a walk downtown, take a walk through your local news headlines. We are a broken civilization, and I can blame Democrats all day long and be right, but this is far worse than that.
They decided to not perp walk him, not put him in handcuffs, not do a mugshot, because they knew that that would help Trump. Didn't they know this would backfire? We were waiting for the mugshot. We learned today they wouldn't have it, so we've made our own. And it says political prisoner with an image of President Trump. The shirt is being printed now in Texas. It'll be shipping out to you in 1 week. Political prisoner with Trump on the front there in a mugshot jail background. It's a fundraiser shirt. It says Infowars.com on the back of the shirt. We also have Alex Jones for president. No, I'm not running for president. It's a really nice navy blue, high quality shirt. Red, white, and blue. Alex Jones for president. 2024. It's a fun conversational piece and a limited edition shirt. Great way to fund the operation. So get your Alex Jones for president and Trump mugshot shirts at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling toll free 888-253-3139.
Our world is so full of hype. We are force fed dehumanizing propaganda by the corporate media, by the controlled churches and the universities. And why is this the case? Because we innately, by God, have been given the keys to our own minds, our own psyches, our own souls. And by connecting to God, we can empower ourselves and transcend the, quote, fallen or sinful state. So the chemicals that we ingest and all the things that we try to bring into our bodies to change who we are only lowering us. They're only making us more depressed. In the end, they're only making us less fulfilled. It is only by going within and really making that connection to God that we can truly empower ourselves. That's why the globalists bombard us with toxins and chemicals to block us getting the normal vitamins and minerals and trace elements our bodies need to be healthy and to be able to basically reach out beyond the third dimension. And that's where the incredible products come in at InfoWarsStore.com.
I've got some good news. Our high-quality supplements really work, and we have about an 80% reorder rate with customers. That's the good news. They're amazing. The bad news is around 1% or a little less of our actual viewers and listeners ever go to InfoWarsStore.com and ever actually buy the products. So you're missing out on these products, plus it funds the InfoWar. Think of what we've done with just 1% of our massive audience actually buying products. Think what would happen if those of you on the fence actually went to InfoWarsStore.com and got some of these amazing products. I would recommend Turmeric 95 for your joints, your bones, inflammation, to get one of the biggest effects so you reorder and see how great it is. Also, we've got the super high-quality full-spectrum CBD oil that's so good for your neurological systems, your brain, your joints, your bones as well. Or Real Red Pill Plus. Just go try the product, fund the InfoWar, and help us defeat the new world order together. InfoWarsStore.com. Hydrofluorosilicic acid is the third most deadly acid on earth, and they've got our children drinking that. This is a psychotic death cult, period, case closed, out to get you and your family. We sell the Alexa Pure Breeze, made by the My Patriot Supply Ready Hour Group. It's been around about 15 years, became the biggest company in the last six. They went out, hired engineers, reverse engineered the fancy best water filter system out there that sells for twice the price, and they made it as good in all the studies. It reduces things to non-detectable levels, thousands of chemicals. But you can go pay two or three times. There's four or five other filters out there that are just as good. We sell the very best, highest grade water filtration system for half the price of the leading competitor. And the media says we're bad and a cult for telling you you should filter your water. You should also filter your shower water. That's another way you absorb this crap. But I'm done talking about that. The point is you can get the filters at InfoWarsStore.com. They're discounted right now. Finally back in stock.
InfoWars.com/show.
The American way of life is under attack. This is the War Room.
All right, we're going to interrupt this breakdown of the largest hate group, terror group in the United States, the Democrat Party, because Lloyd Austin and Blinken and others are taking questions right now on the leaked Pentagon intelligence report about how the U.S. plans to basically start a war with Russia without congressional approval. They're taking questions on this right now. Some are saying this is bigger than the Snowden leak, but the media is burying it. I think that's how you know it's real. So let's go live to the press conference now. Blinken currently speaking.
Intelligence and, of course, our commitment to our security partnerships. With regard to Ukraine itself, I did speak to Foreign Minister Kuleba today, and in speaking to him, among other things, I reaffirmed our enduring support for Ukraine and for its efforts to defend its territorial integrity, its sovereignty, its independence. Reaffirmed the extraordinary support that we have provided to Ukraine along with dozens of other countries over the last year to help it defend itself. Support that will be ongoing, and indeed, as you've seen just as recently this week, additional support that was provided. I'm not going to comment on specific actions that Ukraine takes when it comes to defending its sovereignty, its territorial integrity, but we are determined to assist Ukraine in the efforts that it's making to regain the territory that's been seized from it. And I reaffirmed that commitment today in speaking to Foreign Minister Kuleba.
Are you concerned about cross-border attacks?
Again, I'm not going to speak directly to any particular actions, and I'm certainly not going to comment on
these. All right, we're continuing to monitor this, and I apologize going in and out, but when it becomes newsworthy or something
right.
to respond to,
they're
going to
pull out. Maybe we can find another live stream of it. Now, you have to understand that whether you think Russia is the bad guy or not, the U.S. is going eventually going to have to, I mean, it's going to be time for our pound of flesh in this meat grinder, too. What that's going to look like, I don't know. But it's going to be our turn. It's going to be our pound of flesh in that meat grinder in Ukraine very soon. It's just inevitable, folks. For our involvement, for our escalation, there's going to be our pound of flesh, no doubt. No doubt. For blowing up the pipeline, for pushing Russia to this brink with NATO and the Western involvement, CIA involvement in Ukraine, and just everything else that the international community has been sick of, quite frankly, that liberals used to complain about, but now they like it when Biden's in there. So this is a big egg on your face moment for this administration, and the media is trying to act like it's not. But Biden has already illegally, without congressional approval, launched a war against Russia. And now their intel memo leaks about how they plan to do just that, take it to the next level. And then they send Stoltenberg out there to take the fall and take the sword, saying, oh, okay, yeah, Ukraine is going to join NATO and we're going to continue to stop Russian aggression. And you can tell he's basically like being choked, like Darth Vader chokes his minions in Star Wars. He's basically being choked like, oh, Biden's like, you will say NATO is doing this. Biden's like, you will say NATO is starting this war. And then Stoltenberg is like, oh, NATO is starting the war. It's totally NATO. It's us. You will say that you want this war. And you will say that Ukraine will join NATO. Or you will be crushed. And there will be no more funding for you. That's how this works. Just like Biden at the Council on Foreign Relations saying, Ukraine, you're going to fire that prosecutor that's going to arrest my son for the crimes he's committed in Ukraine, or you're not going to get the $1 billion in humanitarian aid and funding. That's how this goes. Now, I don't know if Joe Biden is the one running these things now. All Joe Biden seems to have is running in his pants. And now they've said he's going to, Biden that is, going to Ireland. And they said there will be no press conferences. There will be no press conferences. Intel leaks from the Pentagon about them wanting to start a war with Russia. There will be no press conferences. Mass shootings every day in this country. There will be no press conferences. Infrastructure falling apart. There will be no press conferences. The political persecution of Trump. No press conferences. No press conferences. No press conferences. And then Karine Jean-Pierre goes onto the podium yesterday and says, this president has taken more questions from the press than any other president ever. And even the anti-Trump Democrats in the press pool are like, whoa, we're used to being lied to by you, but this is ridiculous. It's like, all right, you can go to like 98% level lying at these press conferences, but you just went to 100%. We got to draw the line somewhere. After Donald Trump, after what they did to Donald Trump for 4 years, Jean-Pierre says Joe Biden has taken more questions from the press than any other president. These people live in delusion land. Now, when we come back, I'm going to get back into the situation that we have with the mass shootings and everything going on. Because if we don't understand where all of this is coming from, then there really is no solution. We can debate guns all day long. That's not going to solve the problem. And at this point, yeah, you could deter probably gun crime by having good guys with a gun there on the scene. But this is even beyond just saying, hey, you know, have personal security, have armed guards if you're at a church, have armed guards if you're at a school. Yeah, you probably do. But this is beyond that. This is civilizational collapse. This is cultural cancer. This is truly the American people under psychological warfare, chemical warfare that has just broken them. This is just a broken people. All right. So we'll do that when we come back, ladies and gentlemen. A couple things you need to know happening right now at InfoWarsStore.com. One is the new toothpaste is selling off the shelves and almost sold out. And I think if this one sells out, we might be sold out of all the toothpaste for the near future. And that is the Dr. Jones Naturals Turmeric Toothpaste. Triple action turmeric toothpaste makes your gums feel super. And it is selling out fast right now at InfoWarsStore.com. People are always calling in. You hear them on the phone lines ranting and raving about how much they love this toothpaste. Dr. Jones Naturals does it again, innovating oral health for the people. Super Silver is my favorite. Super Blue, also up there with my favorite. And now you also have the turmeric toothpaste. But it's selling out fast, folks. So make sure you get your tube before it sells out at InfoWarsStore.com. Also, as you can see on the screen in front of you, Turbo Force, yes, ladies and gentlemen, Turbo Force is finally back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com, and somebody was giving me a hard time yesterday. I mean, it wasn't even intentional, but I said Turbo Force has been over a year since it's been in stock, and someone was like, actually, it's not quite been a year yet. Well, it's felt like a year. It's felt like 2 years. It's been like the desert over here without Turbo Force, but it's finally back in stock. And so us here at InfoWars and the crew are excited to have this sitting around in case, you know, long days here. Nothing is better for a long day of work. 10-hour clean energy. It's Turbo Force Plus now in a canister. So you can kind of decide how much you want. You want a full scoop, half scoop? You want to go crazy? Do two scoops. Turbo Force Plus back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. The same flavor, the same ingredients that you loved in Turbo Force, now in a canister, and 25% off at InfoWarsStore.com.
There is a war on for your mind.
Your mind is a battlefield. This is an information war. InfoWars popularized those terms more than two decades ago. And today, whether it's Donald Trump or Governor DeSantis or Dr. Robert Malone, they're all using the terms that InfoWars has popularized because we understand the enemy's operations and we know how to beat them. But we can't do it without funding. And we make it easy to fund with great products that empower you and your immune system and your family as well. You can also make straight donations at InfoWarsStore.com, clicking on the big red banner, a one-time or recurring. But I'm asking you to take action. We're nonviolent. But every time you donate money, every time you buy products, every time you keep us on air, you are literally nonviolently, politically punching the New World Order in the nose, punching their lies in the nose. We are going to defeat the New World Order. We're going over the top. But right now is a critical juncture. So please go to InfoWarsStore.com and donate now. Donate now. Donate now.
Hydrofluorosilicic acid is the third most deadly acid on earth. And they've got our children drinking that. This is a psychotic death cult, period, case closed, out to get you and your family. We sell the Alexa Pure Breeze, made by the My Patriot Supply Ready Hour Group. It's been around about 15 years, became the biggest company in the last six. They went out, hired engineers, reverse engineered the fancy best water filter system out there that sells for twice the price, and they made it as good in all the studies. It reduces things to non-detectable levels, thousands of chemicals. But you can go pay two or three times. There's four or five other filters out there that are just as good. We sell the very best, highest grade water filtration system for half the price of the leading competitor. And the media says we're bad and a cult for telling you you should filter your water. You should also filter your shower water. That's another way you absorb this crap. But I'm done talking about that. The point is you get the filters at InfoWarsStore.com. They're discounted right now. Finally back in stock.
They decided to not perp walk him, not put him in handcuffs, not do a mugshot, because they knew that that would help Trump. Didn't they know this would backfire? We were waiting for the mugshot. We learned today they wouldn't have it, so we've made our own. And it says political prisoner with an image of President Trump. The shirt is being printed now in Texas. It'll be shipping out to you in 1 week. Political prisoner with Trump on the front there in a mugshot jail background. It's a fundraiser shirt. It says Infowars.com on the back of the shirt. We also have Alex Jones for president. No, I'm not running for president. It's a really nice navy blue, high quality shirt. Red, white, and blue. Alex Jones for president 2024. It's a fun conversational piece and a limited edition shirt. Great way to fund the operation. So get your Alex Jones for president and Trump mugshot shirts at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139. Ladies and gentlemen, InfoWars has proven itself the last 28 years to be over the globalist target and having the biggest effect out there against those tyrants. And we fund our operation with viewers and listeners' support while selling you great products at the same time. So I want to thank all the viewers and listeners who have supported us over the years by spreading the word, praying for the broadcast, and buying product. But I really want to encourage those of you that have been on the fence, that have never actually gone to InfoWarsStore.com, to go there and get the great books and films and supplements and survival gear that's there that won't just empower you and enrich your life, but again, will keep this broadcast transmitting. So whether it's Real Red Pill Plus or our super high-quality CBD oil for the 50% off or our great Physio Magnesium product, or whether it's Down and Out, our great Sleep Aid that's back in stock, it's all there. Our turmeric, 95% cumanoid, strongest out there, turmeric 95. It's all available at InfoWarsStore.com, and it keeps us on the air. So make the decision to enrich your life and keep us on air, InfoWarsStore.com.
War Room. InfoWars.com/show.
So it's amazing how a group of Democrats in Tennessee will take the shooting at a school and turn it into an event about them, and then also memorialize the shooter in the same time. Forget about those children that died. Forget about the staff that died there trying to protect the kids. That shooter was a trans individual. That was the victim. Let's memorialize them. And by the way, we're going to stage a riot in the Capitol because of it, because we love that transgender shooter. And when you expel us for it, we're going to make it all about us. And then by the time the story passes, you forget, wait, what? This was about what now? Oh, a person that murdered children and administrators and teachers that the left memorialized and celebrated. Oh, that's right. But they're the victims now. So now it's not just the shooter is the victim. Now the Democrats are the victim that got suspended from the House. But let's put that aside for a second. So when you saw yesterday, as we said, the he, him pronouns in the bio for the bank shooter yesterday, we said, yep, 99.98%, that's a lib. That's a deranged leftist. And then, of course, it ends up being that way. But the problem is, when you look deeper into it, we have to understand something. Yes, this is, for people that are politically informed and historically have the understanding, that this is what leftism is, historically speaking. We learned about this in the 20th century. We fought wars against this. Americans died. Russians died. A lot of people lost their lives fighting this leftist farce of a ideology, which is really now modern day leftism is just a death cult. But let's just hit the brakes. What they want this to be is normal. This deranged person that shot up the bank, this deranged person that shot up the school, and now today a deranged person shoots up a DC funeral home. It's not that they just want this to be the leftists. It's not that they just want a bunch of deranged leftist Democrat voters running around thinking they're liberal progressives. Folks, they want this to be the normal. They want the normal person to be bombed out of their mind on drugs and bombed out of their mind with mainstream media propaganda. And now apparently it's being reported right now that there's a live shooting or hostage situation going on at a bank in Arlington, Virginia. So see, this is exactly what I said when I came on air. This is now your normal everyday activity in America, folks. This is beyond the left-right paradigm. I get it. Historically speaking, you're informed. Politically speaking, you're informed. I'm informed. We get it. This is what the left-wing ideology always does. From Pol Pot to Mao Zedong to Lenin to Stalin to Hitler to Biden. It's all leftism. Every single one. A leftist, politically. Left. But this is bigger than that. This is civilizational collapse. This is societal collapse. This is humanitarian. This is just a humanity collapse. This isn't about turning the average leftist who thinks they're a liberal progressive into a deranged lunatic. They want this to be the normal. They want the normal to be men thinking they're women. They want the normal to be this other individual who also had concussion problems, apparently. They want the normal person to be bombed out on propaganda, bombed out on the chemicals they put in the food and the water, bombed out on the prescription drugs they give them. It's all about turning America into this bombed out of its mind country, which is exactly the opposite of what America used to be. America used to be, and I'm not even literally necessarily talking about you're sober or you're not drinking or drugs or alcohol or anything like that. I mean, like sober as in a sober mind, a sober body, a sober soul, a sober spirit. We took the idea of being sovereign citizens very seriously. We took the idea of being a nation of sovereign citizens, a republic of sovereign citizens, a self-governing people. We took that very seriously. And that required responsibility and that required accountability. And now that's all out the window. So now they want you to have no responsibility for anything you've done, but you're supposed to hold somebody else responsible for something that happened 100 years ago. See how that works? No accountability. It's not your fault. It's someone else's fault. And you should be depressed because of that. Here's a pill for it. Oh, now you're feeling filled with hate. Well, that's justified. Here's why. And that's what they want the normal American to be like. So that's really why they go after the right wing, is because most of the time right wingers, but you're noticing now even Democrats and liberals leaving the Democrat Party, they still have a sound mind, at least enough to recognize I'm not going to be a part of this cultural cancer. But let's get back to the point. Shooting suspect in Kentucky bank shooting posted anti-Trump pro-lockdown content on Reddit. So it was obviously a leftist. It was obviously a liberal. Now look, I'm not going to sit here. In fact, I've already made it clear. I don't even want to make this about the left-right. But you know damn well if this was a Trump supporter, you know damn well if it was somebody in a Trump hat that walked into a school and killed three kids. You know damn well if it was somebody that posted pro-Trump stuff on social media that walked into the bank and shot people, that it would all be Trump's fault and it would all be about attacking Trump supporters. But because it's a good liberal, progressive, anti-Trump person in these cases, then it's okay. It doesn't matter. We're not supposed to talk about it. And that'd be fair enough if you address the real problems with the breakdown of society. But no, the gunman was obviously a leftist brainwashed by liberal propaganda. And who knows if we're ever going to be allowed to find out what pills any of these shooters are on. That information always seems to get covered up. But the internet is forever. The internet is public. And so it's easy to find enough out about these people that the school shooter was a leftist transgender individual that put out a manifesto and wanted to commit suicide, but said he was going to kill kids first. And now you find that the bank shooter also a deranged leftist. But I don't even want to blame this and say, see, leftists are going to all kill you. There might be some accuracy there, but no, this is a larger issue of the entire breakdown of civilization. And so this is your normal activity now, folks, okay? This is your normal everyday activity. There's going to be a shooting every day. There's going to be a hostage situation every day. Bank robbery. Just get used to it. Okay? You got Joe Biden in the office. You've got leftist communists running the country. You're in civilizational collapse. Your country is under complete attack, and it is nowhere near awake enough or in a fighting position right now to stave this thing off. Now, we're starting to get there. We're starting to kind of get ourselves in a position to push back and fight back against this, but we're not nearly enough. I mean, there need to be 30 Marjorie Taylor Greens in Congress. There need to be 10 Rand Pauls in Congress. There need to be 10 Josh Howleys and Ted Cruz's in Congress. There needs to be 10 Jim Jordans. There needs to be 10 Paul Gosars. And I say all these names, these are the ones that seem to actually care and be fighting and understand the issues. But no, it needs to be overwhelming. But just get used to it. This is what happens now that the Democrat Party has taken over the country. And that's because the Democrat Party is just fully and utterly corrupt. And it's the largest hate group, largest terror group in this country's history. And now is just fully anti-American. Minnesota college student charged over cache of ammo and knives in dorm. They had a map tipped off by authorities. Looked like this was about to be another mass shooting type situation. The lawyer, of course, is denying it, but that's what they're saying. Now, okay, is it bad to have a cache of ammo and weapons? Well, no, that's perfectly legal. Do we want there to be proactive action? Well, they have a map, and they have shooting instructions. Maybe now you're saying, well, maybe that should be a situation. So, but again, this is just your normal now. This is just your norm. This happened today as well. One killed, three hurt in shooting at D.C. funeral home. This is just your everyday activity. And then what's the situation just developing right now in Virginia? A hostage situation. I don't know if anybody's been shot. This is breaking in the news right now. Hostage situation at a bank in Virginia right now. And, you know, there'll probably be another one by the end of the day. It's just Gotham. You're in Mad Max now. And people are going to be so on edge. Like what happened at the University of Pittsburgh. Police say no evidence of active shooter on University of Pittsburgh campus. There's a huge false alarm, people freaking out. But apparently the hostage situation has already been taken care of there in Virginia. But this is just your normal Gotham City Mad Max world run by Joe Biden in America.
They decided to not perp walk him, not put him in handcuffs, not do a mugshot, because they knew that that would help Trump. Didn't they know this would backfire? We were waiting for the mugshot. We learned today they wouldn't have it, so we've made our own. And it says political prisoner with an image of President Trump. The shirt is being printed now in Texas. It'll be shipping out to you in 1 week. Political prisoner with Trump on the front there in a mugshot jail background. It's a fundraiser shirt. It says Infowars.com on the back of the shirt. We also have Alex Jones for president. No, I'm not running for president. It's a really nice navy blue, high quality shirt. Red, white, and blue. Alex Jones for president. 2024. It's a fun conversational piece and a limited edition shirt. Great way to fund the operation. So get your Alex Jones for president and Trump mugshot shirts at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling toll free 888-253-3139. Hydrofluorosilicic acid is the third most deadly acid on earth. And they've got our children drinking that. This is a psychotic death cult, period, case closed, out to get you and your family. We sell the Alexa Pure Breeze, made by the My Patriot Supply Ready Hour Group. It's been around about 15 years, became the biggest company in the last six. They went out, hired engineers, reverse engineered the fancy best water filter system out there that sells for twice the price, and they made it as good in all the studies. It reduces things to non-detectable levels, thousands of chemicals. But you can go pay two or three times. There's four or five other filters out there that are just as good. We sell the very best, highest grade water filtration system for half the price of the leading competitor. And the media says we're bad and a cult for telling you you should filter your water. You should also filter your shower water. That's another way you absorb this crap. But I'm done talking about that. The point is you can get the filters at InfoWarsStore.com. They're discounted right now. Finally back in stock.
Infowars.com/show.
The fight for the future is now.
This is The War Room with Owen Schroyer.
Watch the live stream at band.video.
Imam is stabbed while leading prayers at New Jersey Mosque. Yeah, just totally normal stuff now. And, I mean, you've had, obviously, the promoted by the Democrat Party, the violence on pro-life centers and the violence on Republican headquarters, and you have had about 300 Catholic churches be attacked in the last year or so as well. Sometimes it makes the news, sometimes it doesn't. But it's, you know, it's big, and it's, but it's also happening at mosques, it's also happening at synagogues, it's just everywhere. You've just got completely deranged lunatic people bombed out of their mind on drugs, and it's just sad. It's just sad, and now it's just right in front of you. Just, you walk down the streets, you want to go to dinner, you want to go to a ball game, just right in your face. Hey, but the Democrats they're helping, you know. They're here to help. Joe Biden's here to help. Nancy Pelosi, she's going to fix things. San Francisco death trap, cycling champion mowed down by car as liberal city compared to third world hellhole. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, but hey, you know. We got Joe Biden. He's taking more questions at the White House than any other president ever, says Karine Jean-Pierre. You know, that's what's going on. Downtown San Francisco, Whole Foods closing a year after opening. So violent in San Francisco, they can't even keep the doors open on a brand new Whole Foods. That's got to shut down. So add that to the list of Walmarts and CVS's. And all the other brick and mortar stores that are closing in cities like San Francisco and Philadelphia and other places because the violent crime has reached such an extent they can't even keep their doors open or they're just getting robbed blind. More infrastructure under attack or coincidentally just blowing up. One critically injured, unknown amount of cattle killed in South Fork dairy explosion in Dimmit, Texas. And the scenes from that were pretty wild. And so this is, again, just everyday activity in the United States of America. So the train derailments, the processing plants, the refineries, the power grid, it's just all under total attack. It's just all blowing up. It's all happening right in front of you. And no press conferences. No press conferences, no answers. You just sit here and watch it and take it. And Joe Biden is saving you. He's the greatest president of all time. 85 million votes. Taking more questions from the press than any other president of all time. A dozen buses in San Francisco's Potoro Hill set on fire. San Francisco fire officials are trying to figure out who set a dozen buses in Potrero Hill on fire. Who done it? Who done it? Elon Musk called San Francisco zombie land the other day. America's infrastructure score. You know, I tried to get an updated one, but you know, in 2017, they're supposed to do it every 4 years, but I couldn't get the infrastructurereportcard.org. America's infrastructure gets a C-. C-. Where is a C-? I guess I'd give Austin a C-, but, why isn't it an A? Why isn't America's infrastructure an A? I mean, after all, we've had Joe Biden for a couple of years. Maybe they'll just give us an update when Joe Biden finally saves the country. And they'll just come out and say, oh, it's an A. You walk out your door, there's buildings burning, you know, shootings all the time, somebody bleeding out on your front steps. You walk down the street corner, take a left, three people got needles in their arm, passed out from fentanyl overdose. Joe Biden, the Democrat Party, they're saving you. No, actually, they're promoting violence, but then blaming you.
Ladies and gentlemen, this book, The Great Reset and the War for the World, is a historic book that documents the globalists in their own words plan for our future. That is a hellish future. Now, you'll be always, while they still allow books, I guess, they're starting to ban them, be able to get an unsigned copy of The Great Reset and the War for the World at bookstores, Amazon, or InfoWarsStore.com. But you will never be able to get another signed copy of the book after the signed copies we got run out. And there's about 1,000 left of them right now. So get your copy of The Great Reset and the War for the World, a signed copy at InfoWarsStore.com. And there is a markup there because this is a fundraiser to keep us on the air. So you won't just have this historic memento and this powerful book. You'll also know that you help keep InfoWars on the air. I want to thank those of you that have gotten signed copies of the book or unsigned copies. But I want to encourage all of you who haven't yet to go to InfoWarsStore.com and get a signed copy and buy a couple of unsigned copies and donate to the library or give them to the local school. This is an InfoWar. I'm counting on you and thank you for your support.
So I've just spent an hour breaking down example after example about how the Democrat Party, everywhere it goes, crime, violence, and poverty follow. And I can give you example after example after example, specifically with this trend of radical leftist mass murderers that the media covers up and then the Democrat Party memorializes and then promotes themselves in the process, like what happened in Nashville, Tennessee. We'll have more of that coming up. But again, you watched the Democrats call for violence in response to Donald Trump. You watched the Democrats call for violence in response to police shooting a black person who was committing criminal activity. You watched the Democrats motivate leftists, transgendered people, and other such people write manifestos and justify why they need to go out and kill people and do harm. You've witnessed all of it. You've watched your major metropolitan areas. You've watched your biggest inner cities go completely to hell. And again, I'm going to cover this later. I'm going to read it. And you watch them promote eco-fascism. How to Blow Up a Pipeline is the hottest date movie of the season. And then they run a little smoke screen. It's all by design. And then they run a little smoke screen. So, wow. A bunch of people are Googling how to blow up a pipeline now. Well, I guess the FBI can't find out who's really doing it, can they? So they promote how to blow up a pipeline. Then they flood the algorithms with how to blow up a pipeline. And then when people are actually looking how to blow up a pipeline, they won't be able to find them because the smoke screen that Hollywood and the liberals just ran for them. Isn't that beautiful? And then, of course, we know how they set people up on January 6th. There's more evidence coming out on that. Tucker Carlson puts it right. Transgenderism is the most dangerous extremist group in the United States. There's no mistaking that. Just look at their violent activities when you go out on the streets. I mean, folks, the crew was out there with me that day. I don't remember who was out there with me that day. We were up at a library in Cedar Park. It's about 20 miles north of Austin. And they were going to have drag queen story time for kids. And we exposed. I filmed the guy. I called him out. This drag queen who had multiple criminal charges against him for sex crimes. And, you know, I'm even such a nice guy. I even waited for the drag queen story time he was hosting that I crashed. I even waited for the kids and the parents to leave the room till I called them out on video. That's how nice of a guy I am. And then he gets invited to speak at this library. We expose him. He gets banned from speaking at the library. And so he ends up showing up anyway with his other drag queen friends. And they're out there in front of the library and they assault me. And they come up to me and assault me. And there's another instance where another individual assaulted me. That guy was a pro-Planned Parenthood guy. So they're just rolling the B-roll of all these times I've been assaulted. The point is, I know the transgender community is dangerous, but it's not that the transgender person is a dangerous person inherently. It's actually more likely that the liberal is the dangerous person. But when you combine liberal and transgender, then it's like, yeah, you're getting a real high percentage of a violent category now. So that's all going on. And we watch these other people go out and get assaulted by the transgender individuals like Billboard Chris. We watch the transgender individuals go shoot up a school. There'll probably be another one before the end of the year. You watch this other leftist Louisville person go up and shoot up a bank. But then what does the FBI say? Oh, you watch all these leftists in their eco-terrorism. And then what does the FBI say? FBI documents associate internet slang like based and red pill with extremism. So in other words, the liberals are completely off the hook. You can commit violent acts and it'll be justified and you'll be memorialized and you'll get bailed out of jail. And the Democrat, progressive, liberal Soros judge and prosecutor will make sure you are released and your crimes are dropped. And the FBI is going to come for the Christian, conservative, pro-lifer. The FBI is going to come for the Trump supporter. You're going to get arrested. You're going to get locked up. You're going to get your house raided. You're going to get intimidated. That's how this is going to go. But it's not just going to be weaponized against right-wingers or conservatives or Christians. Every American is going to witness this. Every American is going to witness the criminal activity spike everywhere in this country. I mean, except for like deep red areas out in the country. Any major city with any Democrats in your city council, with any Democrat leftist influence, you're going to see major violent crime spikes. Guaranteed you already are. But then you're going to get harassed because you're registration tag is 2 days expired. See how that's going to work? You're going to get harassed because you were driving 5 miles per hour over the speed limit. And then you're going to be called the terrorist if you're a conservative, if you're a Christian, if you're a Republican voter, while you're literally getting under attack and death threatened by Democrats. But again, there's not near enough of a pushback. We're still not in near enough of a fighting position when it comes to any representation in Congress or government is concerned, but there's at least like a footing from the Weaponization of Government Committee. I'm going to have to read this whole thing in the next segment. We now know the FBI, relying on information derived from at least one undercover employee, sought to use local religious organizations as new avenues for tripwire and source development. Oh, yeah, Christians are the violent ones. No, it's Antifa. No, it's BLM. No, it's all these leftist-funded, supported Democrat groups. But then, oh, what do you see from the FBI? We're going to target Trump supporters. What do you see from the FBI? We're going to target Christians. And then they say, well, but look at January 6th. It was the biggest terror attack in the history of the world. January 6th. Oh, but then you look into January 6th. Shocking new evidence reveals feds possibly instigated violence during January 6th Capitol riot. And you know, I watch these other videos and Julie Kelly has the documents. Another doozy of a motion filed today by a Proud Boys defense lawyer related to informants undercover agents. Number of DC Metro undercovers keeps growing. And I've read these and I've looked at the videos and I got to tell you, it's really so confusing at this point that it's hard to even find the truth other than to just reach the basic conclusion, which is clearly the feds were in there orchestrating a provocateur event. And clearly the Democrats like Nancy Pelosi were in on it. Clearly. Now, what level of involvement did Metro Police have, or what level of involvement did Capitol Police or DC Police or the mayor have? Some level of involvement. But at the end of the day, clearly it was the feds and the heads of the Democrat Party that ran the entire January 6th false flag to blame on Trump and blame on Trump supporters to quash any true populist, anti-corrupt establishment movement and momentum that was finally hitting the pavement and moving forward, and that's what it was all about. And so I can't tell if all these police officers that they have now from Metro PD are actually they're trying to set people up, or I don't know, maybe they're actually Trump supporters and the feds are coming after them. And so these police groups are like, hey, let's just say we were working, or let's just say we were undercover or something, because they're coming after them. I don't know. The whole thing is insane. The whole thing is out of control. And yes, well, I won't even get into my defense. It's just, it's, like I said, I mean, the political persecution I deal with, the bull crap I deal with, all the crap I deal with, and now I'm going to have my have a headache for myself because, you know, I got to get a new driver's license, guys. It's the worst. It's the worst thing I've ever done, having an expired driver's license, folks. That you got me. You got me. So you know what? Just get me for the rest of it, too. I'm a horrible American. I should have been a good liberal Democrat.
They decided to not perp walk him, not put him in handcuffs, not do a mugshot, because they knew that that would help Trump. Didn't they know this would backfire? We were waiting for the mugshot. We learned today they wouldn't have it, so we've made our own. And it says political prisoner with an image of President Trump. The shirt is being printed now in Texas. It'll be shipping out to you in 1 week. Political prisoner with Trump on the front there in a mugshot jail background. It's a fundraiser shirt. It says Infowars.com on the back of the shirt. We also have Alex Jones for president. No, I'm not running for president. It's a really nice navy blue, high quality shirt. Red, white, and blue. Alex Jones for president. 2024. It's a fun conversational piece and a limited edition shirt. Great way to fund the operation. So get your Alex Jones for president and Trump mugshot shirts at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.
I talk a lot about the great successes InfoWars has had. I don't think anybody can deny it. And it is because of listeners and viewers supporting us. But when we talk about the crew at InfoWars, people behind the scenes, the researchers, the writers, they really have been the MVPs in this fight. And when we look at Harrison Smith and Owen Schroyer and the hard work they engage in every day, 5, 6, 7 days a week, it's really just incredible. So for myself and the whole InfoWars crew, I thank you for your past support. I only encourage you now to realize that InfoWars cannot stay on air if you do not support us. I know you spread the word. I know you pray for us, and that's wonderful. Keep doing it. But most viewers and listeners never go to InfoWarsStore.com, and you never buy great products that enrich and empower your life, all at the same time keep us on air. I know that less than 1% of our listeners actually go buy products at InfoWarsStore.com. If just 1% more of you took action and went to InfoWarsStore.com, our funding problems will be over. Please take action now. I'm a humble person, and I want to say that I'm just a man. But I'm not just a man. Just like you. No matter what color you are, whether you're a man or a woman, you were made by the creator of the universe who had a plan for you, who has a destiny for you. That's why the system hates you and fears you. That's why they hate me. It's because the spirit I carry is one of justice and truth and courage and honor and will and love. My friends, the enemy's coming after me, not because I'm a loser, but because I'm a winner. They're coming after you, not because you're a bad person, because you're a good person, because you love God and God loves you. And so I signed up for this. I signed up for this fight, and I'm not a victim. I'm an overcomer, but I can't fight this fight without you. That's why I want you always to remember that I appreciate you and I thank you, because InfoWars is your fight. InfoWars is your baby. It's the thing you built. We did this together. So God bless you all. Let's keep fighting.
I've got some good news. Our high-quality supplements really work, and we have about an 80% reorder rate with customers. That's the good news. They're amazing. The bad news is around 1% or a little less of our actual viewers and listeners ever go to InfoWarsStore.com and ever actually buy the products. So you're missing out on these products, plus it funds the InfoWar. Think of what we've done with just 1% of our massive audience actually buying products. Think what would happen if those of you on the fence actually went to InfoWarsStore.com and got some of these amazing products. I would recommend Turmeric 95 for your joints, your bones, inflammation, to get one of the biggest effects so you reorder and see how great it is. Also, we've got the super high quality full spectrum CBD oil that's so good for your neurological systems, your brain, your joints, your bones as well. Or Real Red Pill Plus. Just go try the product, fund the InfoWar, and help us defeat the new order together. InfoWarsStore.com.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/show.
What's America like under Joe Biden, Mommy and Daddy? What's America like under Joe Biden?
Well, son, we've had two neighbors get arrested and disappeared. Your cousin got shot downtown last week. The food processing plant in the next county just burned to the ground. Gas prices and energy prices are at an all-time high. Our grocery bill just doubled. We're going to have to eat something different for dinner from now on. We might be in a thermonuclear war with Russia and China soon. Did I miss anything, honey?
No, I think you got everything. Little Johnny understands now. But that's not what I heard on the news. The news told me Joe Biden had the best economy ever.
Oh, yes, son. That's right. And now, it's just awful. Guys, I can't even keep up. I've got a recycling plant on fire in Indiana right now. I've got a train derailment in East Palestine. Did I just read that? A truck carrying 40,000 pounds of toxic soil from East Palestine train derailment site crashes on highway. Okay. Yeah. All right. Let's just... Was that a different one, too? Was that another thing? I can't even keep up with this. The crew just flashing all the breaking news on the screen in front of me. Let's go here. Weaponization of the Government Committee. Letter to Christopher Wray from Jim Jordan. I read directly. The Committee of the Judiciary is conducting oversight of the Federal Bureau of Investigation's handling of domestic violent extremism investigations against Catholic Americans and its effect on protected First Amendment activity. Based on the limited information produced by the FBI to the committee, we now know that the FBI relied on at least one undercover agent to produce its analysis and that the FBI proposed that its agents engage in outreach to Catholic parishes to develop sources among the clergy and church leadership to inform on Americans practicing their faith. This shocking information reinforces our need for all responsive documents, and the committee is issuing a subpoena for you to compel your full cooperation. So in other words, it looks like the FBI was about to infiltrate Catholic churches to set up and provocateur them as well, like they did the Proud Boys and other such groups. Wow. We have repeatedly sought information from the FBI relating to a January 23, 2023 document generated by the Richmond Field Office entitled Interest of Racially or Ethnically Motivated Violent Extremists in Radical Traditionalist Catholic Ideology almost certainly presents new mitigation opportunities. In this document, that was the name of the document, that word salad. In this document, the FBI purported to categorize Catholic Americans based on theological distinctions and relied on the Southern Poverty Law Center to suggest that certain kinds of Catholic Americans may be domestic terrorists. Oh, yes, you go to church and you genuflect and you pray and you take communion, you know, you have your child baptized, you know, you're the bad guy. You're the bad guy. On February 16th, 2023, we first wrote to you requesting documents and information to inform our oversight. After receiving no response, we reiterated our understanding request in a subsequent letter dated March 20th, 2023. On March 23rd, 2023, we received substandard and partial response consisting of only 18 pages, many with significant redactions, of course, of personally identifiable information or specific non-public information about FBI investigations, sources, and methods. That prevents the committee from fully assessing the content and context of the documents and obtaining the information requested from the Bureau. So this is the exact opposite of how it's supposed to go. Congress is supposed to have oversight over the FBI. Now the FBI is saying, you don't get oversight. We are bigger than you now. Totally unconstitutional. Totally illegal. It should be shut down tomorrow. The limited information that was provided to the committee makes clear that we must possess all responsive material without redactions. Duh! Like the fact they redacted it should be a crime. From this selective production, we know that the FBI, relying on information derived from at least one undercover employee, sought to use local religious organizations as new avenues for tripwire and source development, quote, that was the quote, new avenues for tripwire and source development. So they're trying to set him up and spy on him, and a whistleblower came to Jim Jordan. For example, in a section of the document entitled Opportunities, the FBI wrote, in addition to redaction, exchange and outreach to the leadership of other Society of St. Pius X chapels in the FBI Richmond area of responsibility to sensitize these congregations to the warning signs of radicalization and to enlist their assistance to serve as suspicious activity tripwires. They were going to be spying on Catholic churches, and they either already are with informants and provocateurs embedded, or this was them going to that level. Like, they already infiltrated and provocateured Trump groups. Now they're moving on to Catholic church groups. Now they're moving on to pro-life groups. The FBI similarly noted two other opportunities to engage in outreach with religious institutions in the Richmond area, citing a desire to sensitize the congregation to the warning signs of radicalization and enlist their assistance to serve as suspicious activity tripwires. And so you can send a liberal in there to pretend like they're a member of the church and then say, oh, yeah, join us at the FBI. And it's all set up. This outreach plan even included contacting so-called mainline Catholic parishes and the local diocesan leadership. The FBI also expressed an interest in leveraging, this is a quote, leveraging existing sources and or initiating Type 5 assessments to develop new sources with the placement and access, end quote, to report on suspicious activity. They want to send spies into Catholic churches. The FBI. The FBI. Yeah. This information is outrageous and only reinforces the committee's need for all FBI material responsive to our request. They're probably burning it right now. The documents produced to date show how the FBI sought to enlist Catholic houses of worship as potential sources to monitor and report their parishioners. Imagine if they did this to Muslims. You know how fired up they'd be? That'd be a crime. But, oh, they do it to the Catholic Church. Okay. Americans attend church to worship and congregate for the spiritual and personal betterment. Yada, yada, yada. First Amendment rights, yada, 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 without worrying that the FBI may have planted so-called tripwire sources or other informants in their houses of worship. Folks, I got news for you. The person running your church is probably a Fed. Although the FBI claims to have numerous and rigorous policies to protect First Amendment rights, the FBI's Richmond document plainly undercuts these assertions. The document itself shows that its contents, including its proposal to develop sources in Catholic churches, were reviewed and approved by two senior intelligence analysts and even the local chief division counsel. We know from whistleblowers that the FBI distributed this document to field offices across the country. The Supreme Court has recognized that Congress has a broad and indispensable power to conduct oversight. In light of your disregard of our earlier voluntary request, please find attached subpoena for the requested documents and information. How deep is this going to go? To Jerry Nadler, to Christopher Wray from Jim Jordan. Yeah, folks, they're trying to get spies and provocateurs inside your Catholic church, and a lot of your churches are probably already run by feds anyway.
They decided to not perp walk him, not put him in handcuffs, not do a mugshot, because they knew that that would help Trump. Didn't they know this would backfire? We were waiting for the mugshot. We learned today they wouldn't have it, so we've made our own. And it says political prisoner with an image of President Trump. The shirt is being printed now in Texas. It'll be shipping out to you in 1 week. Political Prisoner with Trump on the front there in a mugshot jail background. It's a fundraiser shirt. It says Infowars.com on the back of the shirt. We also have Alex Jones for President. No, I'm not running for president. It's a really nice navy blue, high quality shirt. Red, white, and blue. Alex Jones for President 2024. It's a fun conversational piece and a limited edition shirt. Great way to fund the operation. So get your Alex Jones for President and Trump mugshot shirts at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139. Hydrofluorosilicic acid is the third most deadly acid on earth. And they've got our children drinking that. This is a psychotic death cult, period, case closed, out to get you and your family. We sell the Alexa Pure Breeze, made by the My Patriot Supply Ready Hour Group. It's been around about 15 years, became the biggest company in the last six. They went out, hired engineers, reverse engineered the fancy best water filter system out there that sells for twice the price, and they made it as good in all the studies. It reduces things to non-detectable levels, thousands of chemicals. But you can go pay two or three times. There's four or five other filters out there that are just as good. We sell the very best, highest grade water filtration system for half the price of the leading competitor. And the media says we're bad and a cult for telling you you should filter your water. You should also filter your shower water. That's another way you absorb this crap. But I'm done talking about that. The point is you can get the filters at InfoWarsStore.com. They're discounted right now. Finally back in stock.
You want to beat the New World Order? You want to stop their globalist agenda? Well, so do I. And I've been the most effective individual in the fight against the globalist. And I've got their number, and I know how to bring them down. But ladies and gentlemen, I can't do it without your support. And the good news is we're only under about $200,000 a month. The bad news is the enemy is intensifying their attacks on every front, but I'm not going to back down. And I'll never give up, but I could give out. So please keep me on the field. Keep me on the front lines against the enemy while getting great products at the same time that will empower you and your family. InfoWarsStore.com for the best supplements and more. Or just make a straight donation, big red banner at the top of InfoWarsStore.com, and that way all the money goes towards the fight, not part of it going towards product cost. But I thank you all for your support. Please commit now to go to InfoWarsStore.com and get great products and make donations. I thank you for your support. Now take action. The globalists are counting on you not taking action. Ladies and gentlemen, InfoWars has proven itself the last 28 years to be over the globalist target and having the biggest effect out there against those tyrants. And we fund our operation with viewers and listeners' support while selling you great products at the same time. So I want to thank all the viewers and listeners who have supported us over the years by spreading the word, praying for the broadcast, and buying product. But I really want to encourage those of you that have been on the fence, that have never actually gone to InfoWarsStore.com, to go there and get the great books and films and supplements and survival gear that's there that won't just empower you and enrich your life, but again, will keep this broadcast transmitting. So whether it's Real Red Pill Plus or our super high-quality CBD oil or the 50% off or our great Fizzy Magnesium product, or whether it's Down and Out, our great Sleep Aid that's back in stock, it's all there. Our turmeric, 95% cumanoid, strongest out there, turmeric 95. It's all available at InfoWarsStore.com, and it keeps us on the air. So make the decision to enrich your life and keep us on air, InfoWarsStore.com.
The War Room, InfoWars.com/show.
Locked in a battle for the soul of humanity. It's The War Room
with Owen Schroyer.
Watch the live stream at band.video.
And now a 7-alarm fire being reported in New Jersey. Looks like some sort of a shipping factory is on fire right now. You know, it's just Biden's America. We're doing fine. We're doing great. We got to protect Ukraine. We got to fight for Ukraine. Why does InfoWars exist? Why is InfoWars here? And why is InfoWars the most attacked, lied about, and censored news organization in the world today? Well, this is from the World Economic Forum's website.
What is information warfare and how pervasive is it? And this is a long-running forum that they've had about information warfare. They understand what information warfare is. They engage in it every day. We're just on the battlefield pushing back, fighting back against it politically, peacefully, intellectually. But they know, World Economic Forum knows about information warfare. Mm-hmm. And that's why they have to censor InfoWars. Because we're the information warfare for the people, by the people. They're the information warfare for the tyrants, by the tyrants. Klaus Schwab hires millions of information warriors to seize control of the internet. We will purge the internet. We will take it over. We will dominate it. I am Klaus Schwab. And you have Joe Biden, who just announced he's going to have a massive influx of people working in the White House that are going to be his internet info warriors. So now they're just literally stealing our name and saying, you're going to be an info warrior for Joe Biden. You're going to be an info warrior for the World Economic Forum. You're going to fight climate change. You're going to fight Nazis and fascists. And they hire these low IQ moron grifters to go work for the establishment, thinking they're fighting the establishment. That's how stupid they are. But it feels good to them because they've never really been popular. They've never really had a voice or a platform because they have never earned it. And now one is given to them illegitimately, so they feel good. So you've got it now, folks. Klaus Schwab and Joe Biden's armies of influencers, armies of info influencers are about to be all over the internet. And the good news is people are already figuring this out and noticing this. But understand, this is why InfoWars exists, because we are the countermeasure. We are for the people, by the people. They are for the tyrants, by the tyrants. That's why they need us shut down. That's why it's so important to protect InfoWars and keep us on the air. And you make that possible when you shop at InfoWarsStore.com. Now, if you haven't heard, in fact, I've wanted to bust this thing open, but I've waited because I do have a couple packets left. I do have a couple packets left, but only a couple. Once I do, I'm going to bust into this bad boy right here. And that's the brand new canister of Turbo Force Plus at InfoWarsStore.com. That is right. You heard me right. You did hear that correctly. Turbo Force is back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. You did hear that correctly. Long awaited, long anticipated return. And of course, you may notice if you've been a user of Turbo Force in the past, 10 hours of clean energy and focus, that now it is in a canister, no longer in the packets. So you can have a little bit more control. If you're somebody that like taking a half packet instead of the full packet, you can just do the half scoop now. But it is back in stock, the same flavor, the same ingredients you loved, now in a canister, and 25% off at InfoWarsStore.com. But let me just also talk to people who maybe have not tried Turbo Force, or let me talk to people that are hearing about it now for the first time. Specifically, if you drink energy drinks out there, most energy drinks are toxic and have harmful ingredients and unhealthy ingredients. So we just wanted to go out and make a energy drink that was good, long, clear energy, but didn't give you jitters and didn't have all of the bad ingredients. And that's what we've done with Turbo Force Plus. You can find out all for yourself. All you got to do is scoop into water, mix it up, and you're going to have the best energy drink you've ever had. The flavor, the energy, the focus, without the jitters, without the unhealthy ingredients. It's Turbo 4 Plus. Turbo Force Plus is 25% off right now at InfoWarsStore.com. So glad that this is back in stock. I've got to tell you. So bad this is back in stock. All right, I'm going to come back and get back into the news. Let's cover some odds and ends here. I've got some video clips here that I want to play. This is actually, okay, this will cheer us up a little bit. This is Florida Representative Barnaby on the trans issue, Florida Republican State Representative Barnaby just called trans people demons and imps and mutants from another planet while hearing an anti-trans bill on a committee. This sort of insane, bigoted, and deeply ignorant person has no business being elected into office, is what the liberals are saying here. So here is the great Florida Representative Barnaby. What do you think about this?
The Lord rebuke you, Satan, and all of your demons and all of your imps who come and parade before us. That's right. I called you demons and imps who come and parade before us and pretend that you are part of this world. So I'm saying my righteous indignation is stirred. I am sick and tired of this. I'm not going to put up with it. You can test me and try to take me on, but I promise you I'll win every time. And, you know, some people don't like that, but that's a fact. We have people that live among us today on planet Earth that are happy to display themselves as if they were mutants from another planet.
He's right.
This is the planet Earth.
Yeah.
Where God created men, male, and women, female. I'm a proud Christian conservative Republican. I'm not on the fence. Not on the fence.
Not on the fence. Not on the pole either. You know, it's kind of sad in a way that I would even have to sit here and play that and celebrate it like some sort of a revolutionary act. But in a land of tyranny, telling the truth is a revolutionary act. And so Representative Barnaby in Florida is a revolutionary now. But notice what you're seeing. Notice what you're seeing. What was your original attraction? And things have changed throughout time, obviously. So I'll answer for myself and still probably most of the InfoWars audience. What was your original attraction to InfoWars? What was your original attraction to Alex Jones? It was tuning into something that told it like it was. The good, the bad, the ugly, the truth. Unvarnished, telling it like it is. Talking like a human being. That's what separates InfoWars and Alex Jones from the rest. Now, people are catching up. You notice that. So, you've got Representative Barnaby in Florida. That's timeless. I like want to put that, let's put that in like a time capsule or put that like in a permanent, like I just want to play your demon and imp. He's right. Humans on planet Earth try to make themselves look like demons. He's right. They make themselves look like demons and then they go touch the children. And they're all Democrats. And Marjorie Taylor Greene goes on 60 Minutes and says what? Democrats are pedophiles. So, I will definitely tell you this. All you liberals, all you Democrats that thought you were going to own the arena when it came to commentary and rhetoric, and you thought censorship would be your ultimate cause to victory, you're wrong. You're going down. People are telling the truth now.
They decided to not perp walk him, not put him in handcuffs, not do a mugshot, because they knew that that would help Trump. Didn't they know this would backfire? We were waiting for the mugshot. We learned today they wouldn't have it, so we've made our own. And it says political prisoner with an image of President Trump. The shirt is being printed now in Texas. It'll be shipping out to you in 1 week. Political prisoner with Trump on the front there in a mugshot jail background. It's a fundraiser shirt. It says InfoWars.com on the back of the shirt. We also have Alex Jones for president. No, I'm not running for president. It's a really nice navy blue, high quality shirt. Red, white, and blue. Alex Jones for president. 2024. It's a fun conversational piece and a limited edition shirt. Great way to fund the operation. So get your Alex Jones for president and Trump mugshot shirts at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.
The eugenicists over 100 years ago were very public about their plans. They financed major universities. They ran full-page stories and advertisements pushing their propaganda in the New York Times, other major newspapers, that the family as we know it is a bad thing and must be ended.
And the first step in that is getting women out of the household and teaching women that cooking dinner and taking care of your sons and daughters and husbands is a bad thing. And I was just sitting here tonight making dinner for my daughter, my 4.5-year-old daughter. My wife makes dinner a lot of times, but I like to make it as well. I love to make breakfast. And literally, it's the funnest thing on earth to make food for your family and be nutritive and then all sit down together and have that communal event. And that's what the system is attacking and bombarding, is our normal biological actions are coming together. They really are sick, evil, scientific cult of filth that want to domesticate us and turn us into lab rats. We cannot let this continue. I talk a lot about the great successes InfoWars has had. I don't think anybody can deny it. And it is because of listeners and viewers supporting us. But when we talk about the crew at InfoWars, people behind the scenes, the researchers, the writers, they really have been the MVPs in this fight. And when we look at Harrison Smith and Owen Schroyer and the hard work they engage in every day, 5, 6, 7 days a week, it's really just incredible. So for myself and the whole InfoWars crew, I thank you for your past support. I only encourage you now to realize that InfoWars cannot stay on air if you do not support us. I know you spread the word. I know you pray for us, and that's wonderful. Keep doing it. But most viewers and listeners never go to InfoWarsStore.com, and you never buy great products that enrich and empower your life while at the same time keep us on air. I know that less than 1% of our listeners actually go buy products at InfoWarsStore.com. If just 1% more of you took action and went to InfoWarsStore.com, our funding problems will be over. Please take action now.
Ladies and gentlemen, this book, The Great Reset and the War for the World, is a historic book that documents the globalists, in their own words, plan for our future. That is a hellish future. Now, you'll be always, while they still allow books, I guess, they're starting to ban them, be able to get an unsigned copy of The Great Reset and the War for the World at bookstores, Amazon, or InfoWarsStore.com. But you will never be able to get another signed copy of the book after the signed copies we got run out. And there's about 1,000 left of them right now. So get your copy of The Great Reset and the War for the World, a signed copy at InfoWarsStore.com. And there is a markup there because this is a fundraiser to keep us on the air. So you won't just have this historic memento and this powerful book. You'll also know that you help keep InfoWars on the air. I want to thank those of you that have gotten signed copies of the book or unsigned copies. But I want to encourage all of you who haven't yet to go to InfoWarsStore.com and get a signed copy and buy a couple of unsigned copies and donate to the library or give them to the local school. This is an InfoWar. I'm counting on you, and thank you for your support.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/show.
Well, I've got some bad news. I've got to report it all, folks. I've got to be fully honest. Apparently, our new favorite state representative from Florida, Representative Barnaby, was forced to apologize after that epic speech, and he did. Damn it, Barnaby! Never apologize to the mob. Never apologize to terrorists, and everything he said was right. That doesn't mean you're attacking trans people. Folks, they literally mutilate their bodies to look like frickin' demons. We've all seen it. That was an epic rant. You shouldn't apologize for that. You should own it, double down on it, and then make an ad for television with it. So maybe we're not quite there yet. We're getting there, though. Now, I'm going to go ahead and read this whole thing, because this is a little, it's a little humorous, and I've explained the seriousness of it for 2 hours, really, today. But this is a real story from the Rolling Stone over the weekend. How to Blow Up a Pipeline is the hottest date movie of the season. So this is leftists and liberals and Democrats promoting eco-terrorism and making it sexy, and then also running a smokescreen for the real leftist eco-terrorists that now might actually do something like this. But folks, there is unintentional humor in this story. So let's try to take a little break and get a breath of fresh air here. Here is the Rolling Stone promoting eco-terrorism and running a smokescreen for its eco-terrorists. Ironically enough, right after Joe Biden and his administration blow up the Nord Stream 2 pipeline, not for a preservation of nature or anything like that, or the ecosystem. No, because they want a war with Russia. But here is your Rolling Stone. How to Blow Up a Pipeline is the hottest date movie of the season. What could have been a dour exercise in climate moralizing turns out to be an explosive lesson in screen chemistry. Yeah, you know, because they're gay. We found love in a hopeless place, Rihanna famously sang. And there's nowhere quite as hopeless as the Anthropocene, our current geological era in which humans have begun to have an adverse impact on Earth's climate. Fatalism about the future of our planet can certainly kill the mood. No, that's you. That's liberals. You guys are the ones killing the mood. As luck would have it, the gripping new eco thriller, How to Blow Up a Pipeline sizzles with an urgency that borders on the sensual. Guys, what have I been telling you? Never doubt me. Destroying stuff is a sexual experience for liberals. Okay? I'm reading from the story here. I'm sorry. I'm like... This is just too ridiculous. How to Blow Up a Pipeline sizzles with an urgency that borders on the sensual. She took a break to, whoever wrote this story took a break to, touch themselves at this point. Yeah, you're gonna want a date for this one. What are you gonna make out in the movie theater like a couple of teenagers? Jeez. The movie, which premiered at the Toronto International Film Festival last fall and releases wide on Friday, takes its inspiration from a 2021 treatise of the same name by Swedish professor Andreas Malm. Contrary to the title, the book is not an instruction manual. Oh, thank you. There's even a joke about this in the adaptation. Ha ha ha. Rather, a critique of nonviolent climate activism that argues for the legitimacy of sabotage in the pursuit of environmental justice. So, oh, we're not promoting violence, but wink, wink, we're actually promoting violence. And by the way, it gets me off. The eight comrades of the fictional, or maybe not so fictional, How to Blow Up a Pipeline, put that principle into action with a daring plan to destroy a crucial piece of oil infrastructure in West Texas, hoping to inspire others with their example. Are you getting this? If that doesn't sound like the height of eroticism, if that doesn't sound like the height of eroticism, like, look, I'm all for political activism and I'm all for political victory, but you know, like when Donald Trump won the 2016 election, I wasn't feeling erotic. These people feel erotic when they have political victories. When their trans person went out and killed Christians, they felt sexual. You go out and you commit eco-terrorism, this makes them feel sexual, folks. Never doubt me. The film gets your blood pumping from the drop and doesn't waste a second of its hour and 40-minute runtime, propelled all the while by composer Gavin Breivik's hypnotic score. We find the young activists, led primarily by Zoctical, coming together, to realize a shared objective. What is this, Epstein Island? Despite their varied backgrounds and radicalized motives. Yeah, they're radicalized. So it's funny, they're admitting, like, it's this whole movie sexualizing leftist terrorism. Like, oh, we're the, oh, conservatives are violent, Trump supporters are violent. By the way, here's our new film, How to Blow Up a Pipeline, and it's sexy. And it's all about how to be an eco-terrorist. Yeah. We're fucking the planet real good. Zektotl's childhood friend Theo has been diagnosed with leukemia that likely stemmed from pollution where they grew up. So it's like they put the cancer, they put the viruses in the vaccines, they do the gain-of-function research, and then they say, oh, no, it's from an oil pipeline, and so let's go out and be terrorists, and by the way, it's sexy, but conservatives are the violent, they're the violent ones. Blah, 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 they got an alien, they got, you know, they got all the things covered here. The most unlikely member of the crew is Dwayne, a cowboy type you could easily picture in a MAGA hat, except his property was seized through eminent domain for a fuel company that wants to run pipe through it. Yeah, they're thinking about running pipe here. Clearly, these people are attractive in the same way the movie is. Cool, gritty, focused, bracingly direct, and hyper-competent. Oh, yes. Unsentimental, you might say, on the far end of the spectrum from any hippie stereotype. They have thought hard about what they want to do and why, and even as they crack jokes about the dangerous mission at hand or argue these precise ethics of it, they display a fierce respect for one another. This is all grooming. You envy their righteousness. So it's not like you might go out and be motivated by a film to be a better person, or it might inspire you to do something or better yourself. No, this is you go out and you get inspired by a film to become a leftist Democrat terrorist, and they justify it with the movies and the books saying how sexy it is. You envy their righteousness and their courage to act on conviction. Only if they're liberals, though. If you're a conservative or Christian, you're not courageous and you're not righteous. You're the bad guy. But when they're actually the bad guy, they're the good guy. Imagine if instead of looting millions from a casino, the cast of Ocean's 11 were 20-something punks taking down ExxonMobil for the greater good of humanity. That's hot. These people are, I mean, the author of this is having a sexual experience writing about eco-terrorism. Why am I not surprised? Of course, not everything goes to plan. An accidental detonation. Oh, you mean a bunch of libtards couldn't properly blow up a pipeline? A surveillance drone, security guards, and broken equipment all ratchet up the tension. Oh, I'm sorry. Spoiler alert, I know y'all wanted to watch this movie. I won't spoil which pair consummates their love in the desert. Oh, here we go again. Which pair, I bet it's a gay one, consummates their love in the desert. I will bet you right now it's a gay one. I won't spoil which pair consummates their love in the desert. Can you consummate a gay marriage? I guess so. I won't spoil which pair consummates their love in the desert. Yes, keep us on edge while awaiting a signal from the rest of the team. But the frenzied hookup matches the viewer's mounting desire for fireworks. What you're seeing on the screen throughout is literal and figurative chemistry. Huh? Which reminds you that neither can be faked. You're talking about a movie, by the way, proof that both can be faked. How to blow up a pipeline could have become a dour moralistic exercise or a pot boiler devoid of politics. How refreshing, then, that it presents a band of believable rebels. Believable rebels! Follows their revolutionary reasoning to its logical outcome and lets us sit with the consequences of the choices they made. You'll leave the theater buzzing as if from a shockwave. You're alive right now, in your body, arouses by way of a striking. What are you going to do with it? So there it is. Your leftist liberals saying it's believable that a story about leftist eco-terrorists blowing up pipelines and having orgies is a real story.
I've got some good news. Our high-quality supplements really work, and we have about an 80% reorder rate with customers. That's the good news. They're amazing. The bad news is around 1% or a little less of our actual viewers and listeners ever go to InfoWarsStore.com and ever actually buy the products. So you're missing out on these products, plus it funds the InfoWar. Think of what we've done with just 1% of our massive audience actually buying products. Think what would happen if those of you on the fence actually went to InfoWarsStore.com and got some of these amazing products. I would recommend Turmeric 95 for your joints, your bones, inflammation, to get one of the biggest effects so you reorder and see how great it is. Also, we've got the super high-quality full-spectrum CBD oil that's so good for your neurological systems, your brain, your joints, your bones as well. Or Real Red Pill Plus. Just go try the product, fund the InfoWar, and help us defeat the new world together. InfoWarsStore.com.
Hydrofluorosilicic acid is the third most deadly acid on earth. And they've got our children drinking that. This is a psychotic death cult
Period. Case closed. Out to get you and your family. We sell the Alexa Pure Breeze, made by the My Patriot Supply Ready Hour Group. It's been around about 15 years, became the biggest company in the last six. They went out, hired engineers, reverse engineered the fancy best water filter system out there that sells for twice the price, and they made it as good in all the studies. It reduces things to non-detectable levels, thousands of chemicals. But you can go pay two or three times. There's four or five other filters out there that are just as good. We sell the very best, highest-grade water filtration system for half the price of the leading competitor. And the media says we're bad and a cult for telling you you should filter your water. You should also filter your shower water. That's another way you absorb this crap. But I'm done talking about that. The point is you get the filters at InfoWarsStore.com. They're discounted right now. Finally back in stock.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/show.
The fight for the future is now.
This is The War Room with Owen Schroyer.
Watch the live stream at band.video.
So while I'm covering that story in the last segment, I'm reading it. The crew found this website. You can never tell what's satire and what's real these days in the Twilight Zone. The eco-sexual blog. The eco-sexual blog with the eco-sex manifesto. We are the eco-sexuals. The earth is our lover. We are madly, passionately, and fiercely in love. And we are grateful for this relationship each and every day in order to create a more mutual and sustainable relationship with the earth. We collaborate with nature. We treat the earth with kindness, respect, and affection by, never mind. We make love with the earth. We are aquaphiles, terraphiles, pyrophiles, and aerophiles. We shamelessly hug trees, massage the earth with our feet, and talk erotically to plants. You know, that's fine. That's fine.
We caress rocks. We are pleasured by waterfalls. We admire the earth's curves often. We make love with the earth through our senses. We celebrate our e-spots. We are very dirty.
I mean, look, I get it. The earth is beautiful. When I see a great sunset, when I go hiking, when I'm on a cliff, you know, a mountain, a beach, There is something magical to that. There's something special. That's our connection to God. But that's just hilarious. That's just hilarious. But, here's what it creates. This is a family that decides to block a road. I guess they live near, a deer hunting park. And so they block the road when deer hunting season opens. And so one individual gets blocked after deer hunting and watch how this liberal's son behaves when they block this deer hunter. This is really sad. Here it is in clip 11.
Because I eat them.
Why?
Because I eat
them. What did deer do to you?
All right, you're on video. I eat them. You eat? Do you censored. Buy meat from the supermarket?
Yeah, but we're not going.
You know, they get killed in dirty areas. Nasty, a whole bunch
this is
of
not a dirty, nasty
blood leaking. That's why I'm saying. That's why you don't want that.
You know, you're like a hero on Long Island right now.
What?
Because kids are upset. They're crying because you want to kill deer.
I'm sorry that they're crying. You need to explain to them that it's
like
part of life.
No, dead. Why don't you go, Luke? Get away.
Excuse me, please. Don't hit my car.
Do you have a pet?
Yep.
How would you like to see your pet dead?
You're a
pet?
Real man. That you have to go out and hang out in somebody's neighborhood right now.
I'm not trying to do anything bad.
Why don't you go somewhere else?
Yeah, you are.
I'm not trying to do anything
You're
bad.
You're using a weapon to a live animal.
Okay, and I'm going to eat it. Instead, you let somebody else kill it.
No, you're not.
What do you mean I'm not going to eat it?
Dude, we don't want to see it.
Well, then what are you hunting for?
All right, the guy is coming here on the way now. The officer is on the way.
Great.
I don't care.
Okay.
Leave.
And you can have your cell phone on you.
Leave. Hi.
Okay.
Yo, you're
right. Now.
You're really.
You're an ass. You.
You're a hero. You're a hero.
So it goes silent at the end because the young kid is just cursing up a storm.
Are you kidding me? All right.
Who wants to live amongst these people? What a shame, man. It's like, oh, hey, you're out here playing street hockey. I love street hockey. We're all having fun. He comes up to your window and he's like, F you. And his kid's like, F you. He's like, what?
They decided to not perp walk him, not put him in handcuffs, not do a mugshot because they knew that that would help Trump. Didn't they know this would backfire? We were waiting for the mugshot. We learned today they wouldn't have it, so we've made our own. And it says political prisoner with an image of President Trump. The shirt is being printed now in Texas. It'll be shipping out to you in 1 week. Political prisoner with Trump on the front there in a mugshot jail background. It's a fundraiser shirt. It says Infowars.com on the back of the shirt. We also have Alex Jones for president. No, I'm not running for president. It's a really nice navy blue, high quality shirt. Red, white, and blue. Alex Jones for president. 2024. It's a fun conversational piece and a limited issue shirt. Great way to fund the operation. So get your Alex Jones for president and Trump mugshot shirts at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling toll free 888-253-3139.
In the third and final hour of the InfoWars War Room, brought to you by InfoWarsStore.com. You know, one thing I'll say as I get into the final hour here, and I'm going to cover the rest of the news, just to kind of repeat the theme of today, as we now have the body cam footage from the officers in Louisville that took down the leftist Trump-hating pro-COVID lockdown Democrat shooter. It's not our guns, it's their sons. Or I guess daughters pretending to be sons now too. Just to remind you that this is going to be the norm, folks. This is going to be the norm for quite some time, sadly. And I think, you know, they might try to bring back the COVID lockdowns, no doubt. They have another pandemic planned. But it's kind of going to be like, you're going to go through this phase, and it's going to seem eerie, where just shootings are happening every day, the violent crime, the theft. I mean, America's going to be a lot different looking in a few short months. I would say just next year, even. It's going to be a lot different looking of a place. I don't even know. It's hard to say other than just look at the trend and say, yeah, this is the new norm. Total infrastructure breakdown, total infrastructure collapse, collapse of the dollar, economic collapse, inflation, your bills going up, just all of it. I mean, maybe even World War III, but just the average life in a major metropolitan area, the average life in a Democrat city is just about to get wild. So just brace yourself for it. Just understand the times you live in. And just, you know, get prepared, whatever that means to you. And, you know, I wasn't even planning on selling the preparedness goods that we sell at InfoWars Store that are back in stock, but I'd be remiss if I didn't tell you. Yeah, if you're going to get emergency food or water filtration or air filtration, yeah, InfoWarsStore.com, highest quality, lowest price. But that's not even what I'm trying to get into. It's just, as it all breaks down around us, folks, we cannot become part of the chaos. If anything, through the midst of this, through the fog of this, we've got to be more focused and even more calm, if possible. But this whole thing is about to break down, okay? This whole thing is about to break down under Joe Biden, and just be prepared for it physically, mentally, spiritually, and just understand what is at the cause of it, what is behind it, and what it's meant to do to us. And while it's all breaking down around us, the continuation of the weaponization of the government against the opposition to the Democrat Party will continue. And Alvin Bragg is upset because Congress is about to investigate him for his crimes. And he'll probably be held in contempt of Congress. Alvin Bragg sues Jim Jordan to block Congress from interfering in his Trump case. So, remember they would say, oh, Trump's interfering, Trump's interfering, Trump's interfering. And now they do the exact same thing that they would claim Trump did, except they're actually doing it. Trump didn't interfere in anything. He cooperated, and they said he interfered. Here the Democrats are actually interfering, and they're saying, no, you're not allowed to investigate us. Oh, you're not allowed to investigate the FBI, Jim Jordan. Oh, you're not allowed to investigate Alvin Bragg's criminal activity, Jim Jordan. And then the media, like the New York Times here running cover today, Bragg sues Jim Jordan and moved to block interference in Trump case. Oh, it's interference. It's interference. The case that's already been dropped a dozen times by a dozen different people and now gets picked up by a Soros DA. Manhattan DA sues Representative Jordan over House probe of Trump investigation. So it's never going to stop. They're never going to stop coming for Trump. And we've got to support Trump, at least in that he's innocent in all of this. Of what they're trying to charge him with, it's all political persecution. You know, if you don't want to support him for president, that's another story. Fair debates are being had and will be continue to be had as other viable candidates are emerging and getting more serious, like RFK. And there's a whole nother debate to be had there. Let's say RFK is your most viable candidate that you like, but okay, well, do you sacrifice on the issue of abortion? Do you sacrifice on the issue of the Second Amendment? How do you weigh it all out? Because RFK is the big anti-vaccine guy, and that's one of the biggest issues right now, do you just say, okay, well, we'll drop the abortion deal for now, or drop the Second Amendment deal for now. The vaccines are killing all these people. He'll understand that. We can really blow that whole operation out of the water. I still like what I'm seeing from Vivek. I got to tell you, Vivek Ramaswamy, just launching his grassroots campaign for New Hampshire. So from the middle of this week to next week, he's going to be all throughout New Hampshire on his bus. We're taking America First to the next level. We will go further than ever in 2024, starting in the Granite State. And he's listened to all this. If you're in New Hampshire and you want to find out, you can go to his website if you want to be a part of this. I would go check it out. I hope he comes to Texas. I'll go check out his event. And whether or not Vivek is a serious candidate right now is really irrelevant. It's about supporting the message, and it's about getting the message to the debate stage. That's why Vivek is an important candidate right now. And I'm certainly supporting him because he needs to get on the debate stage. And people noticed the other day that Ron DeSantis, I'll read directly from this report from Unwokeable, the Unwokeable podcast. Yet again, Ron DeSantis clicks copy and paste on Vivek Ramaswamy's message and agenda, this time on using Article 2 of the Constitution to dismantle the deep state. Like Joe Biden, plagiarism seems to be DeSantis's main contribution to the conversation. Now, you may notice something. Let me digress for a second, because never doubt me, folks. And yes, I will have guests on the show that support DeSantis, and we'll have a spirited debate. I guarantee you I could invite Jamie Michelle on the show and she'd come debate for DeSantis. But I respect that. Just like the other individual I had on who considers himself a leftist, Nico House, he says, I'd love to come on and debate. Good, we need to have debate. Debate is a healthy thing. and then being able to break bread afterwards and smile and say we're both still human is how you save civilization, how you restore the republic. But I'm getting ahead of myself. The point is, what did I tell you the other day? About 2 weeks ago or 3 weeks ago, I don't remember. I was saying Ron DeSantis, in the Trump versus DeSantis thing, DeSantis hasn't blinked. And Trump's been blinking like a madman, sweating basically. And DeSantis was getting the best of him. DeSantis hadn't blinked in this political staring contest. And then who set DeSantis up? Was it Piers Morgan? Who was it that set DeSantis up with that interview? And then he ended up taking shots at Trump. And ever since then, folks, DeSantis has just completely slid off the map. I'm sorry. And I think his ratings in the polls are going to continue to go down, which is sad. But it shows, like I said at the time, that, and I said, you know, maybe, I don't know, maybe I'd like DeSantis. But now, I still like DeSantis, but it's clear it's not his time. He's not a viable candidate now. And he tried to step, he tipped his toe into the water with the big dog, Donald Trump. And he's kind of been flummoxed since. And so DeSantis needs to just stick to being the governor of Florida. He's got it till 2027, I believe. He needs to just stick to being the governor of Florida. He's doing a great job. Yeah, it was Piers Morgan. Thank you, guys. And not get into it with Trump or not try to get into the 2024 race. It's hurting him. And if he does end up announcing, I think it's going to be really bad for DeSantis politically. And I don't want to see that. But Vivek, who sees here that, okay, DeSantis might be plagiarizing him. He says, on principle, I'll never fault someone for saying the right thing, even if it's a copy and paste. That's good for the country. This is what we need. Unity. Unity and the openness to come together and have a conversation. But he's right. Is it plagiarism if you're just telling the truth? I mean, you could sit here and say all these people are plagiarizing Alex Jones and InfoWars now. Well, no, they're just telling the truth. It's just we told it first.
Hydrofluorosilicic acid is the third most deadly acid on earth. And they've got our children drinking that. This is a psychotic death cult, period, case closed, out to get you and your family. We sell the Alexa Pure Breeze, made by the My Patriot Supply Ready Hour Group. It's been around about 15 years, became the biggest company in the last six. They went out, hired engineers, reverse engineered the fancy best water filter system out there that sells for twice the price, and they made it as good in all the studies. It reduces things to non-detectable levels, thousands of chemicals. But you can go pay two or three times. There's four or five other filters out there that are just as good. We sell the very best, highest grade water filtration system for half the price of the leading competitor. And the media says we're bad and a cult for telling you you should filter your water. You should also filter your shower water. That's another way you absorb this crap. But I'm done talking about that. The point is you can get the filters at InfoWarsStore.com. They're discounted right now. Finally back in stock. Ladies and gentlemen, InfoWars has proven itself the last 28 years to be over the globalist target and having the biggest effect out there against those tyrants. And we fund our operation with viewers and listeners' support while selling you great products at the same time. So I want to thank all the viewers and listeners who have supported us over the years by spreading the word, praying for the broadcast, and buying product. But I really want to encourage those of you that have been on the fence, that have never actually gone to InfoWarsStore.com, to go there and get the great books and films and supplements and survival gear that's there that won't just empower you and enrich your life, but again, will keep this broadcast transmitting. So whether it's Real Red Pill Plus or our super high-quality CBD oil or the 50% off or our great Fizzy Magnesium product or whether it's Down and Out, our great Sleep Aid that's back in stock, it's all there. Our turmeric, 95% cumanoid, strongest out there, turmeric 95. It's all available at InfoWarsStore.com, and it keeps us on the air. So make the decision to enrich your life and keep us on air, InfoWarsStore.com.
I have been in a 28-year marathon battle with a globalist. I have come from nowhere to the very heights of politics, not just in America, but in the world. We are engaging the globalist at point-blank range in the information war. But I don't deserve the credit.
Yes, I've persevered, but the listeners and viewers who support InfoWars are the real reason you have the success. We're having now the greatest victories in the fight against the New World Order we've ever had. We are now entering the final mile of the marathon. And that's why today it's more important than ever to realize how important you've been in this fight and to continue in the efforts you've been carrying out and to intensify them. God bless you all. I salute you. I thank you. And I beg you to intensify what you're doing now because we are over the target and history is happening. The fight is my fight. It's your fight. It's our fight. God bless you all.
There is a war on for your mind.
Your mind is a battlefield. This is an information war. InfoWars popularized those terms more than two decades ago. And today, whether it's Donald Trump or Governor DeSantis or Dr. Robert Malone, they're all using the terms that InfoWars has popularized because we understand the enemy's operations and we know how to beat them. But we can't do it without funding. And we make it easy to fund with great products that empower you and your immune system and your family as well. You can also make straight donations at InfoWarsStore.com, clicking on the big red banner, a one-time or recurring. But I'm asking you to take action. We're nonviolent. But every time you donate money, every time you buy products, every time you keep us on air, you are literally, nonviolently, politically, punching the New World Order in the nose. Punching their lies in the nose. We are going to defeat the New World Order. We're going over the top. But right now is a critical juncture. So please go to InfoWarsStore.com and donate now. Donate now. Donate now.
Infowars.com/show.
Okay. You want to see just how phony your modern day liberal, Democrat, progressive really is? The story out of Tennessee is a real indication. So you've got this meme here. It's the Tennessee representatives who caused the riot, the insurrection. This is the field that they made, so we'll play on it. These are the Democrats in the Tennessee House that caused the insurrection and the riots, and then they got suspended. Well, one of them has been reprieved. The others probably will be too, but see, they made it all about them. The original story was how a transgender leftist who wanted to kill itself decided she was going to kill three school students and three school administrators before she died. And so that was the story, a school shooting. Normally that would be the story to the left because they want to take the guns. No, they wanted to make it about themselves instead because the transgender individual was one of them. And so therefore he got memorialized or she got memorialized. And now they're saying we're the victims too because we caused a riot in the Capitol afterwards and got suspended. So they've taken a school shooting, a tragedy where children died, and they took that tragedy and they made it all about themselves and turned it into a self-promotion event. Isn't that sweet? Isn't that nice and liberal? But check this out. Now, they haven't really inflamed this Justin Jones individual who's now saying the Speaker of the House of Tennessee needs to resign. This was an interesting back and forth because what do you do? I mean, they certainly, by the Democrat standards, these Democrats certainly caused an insurrection, certainly caused a riot at the Tennessee Capitol building. That's their own metric. That's their own measurement. So you suspend the members that did that. Well, now they're getting back and they're feeling more empowered than ever because of it. So here's one of them though. This is Justin Pearson. He got invited to do a speech after he was suspended at a church. And the speech is pretty long. I just cut out one segment so you can kind of get the idea of the type of individual it is. But I want you to listen closely. I want you to listen closely. Not even so much to what he's saying, but just listen to Justin Pearson, Democrat, Tennessee, who got suspended from the Capitol for promoting a riot and an insurrection, So he gets invited to church events, and here's just a little taste of the stuff he says and how he says it in clip 9.
If we just get this persecution over with, then we won't have to worry about folks talking about love and justice. We won't have to worry about folks talking about freedom of speech and the right to protest for what is right in our heartbeats as right. Convince themselves they won't have to worry about folks talking about advocating for people to get access to health care who are transgender children. Yeah. Won't have to worry about the need to end lynching as capital punishment. Won't have to worry about these folks out here who talking about ending gun violence, stopping the proliferation of weapons of war on our streets and communities, expanding access to abortion and contraception, ending bad laws like the third grade retention law that penalizes students, not helps them. They thought they wouldn't have to worry.
Okay, so you get a pretty good idea. Now, would you believe me if I told you this is the exact same Justin Pearson in 2016 running for the Brooks Brothers Prep School President Program? This is the exact same Justin Pearson in 2016. Listen to him here.
Hey everybody, I'm Justin J. Pearson, and I'm running for president of BSG. There are a few reasons that we're running this campaign this year. One has to do with representation. How can we represent all voices in a conversation? I wanted to do this by partnering with organizations from the Boone Democrats to the Boone Republicans. I want to bring together different voices, dissenting voices, voices that may be more liberal or more conservative, in order that we can reach a point of sort of the radical middle, where conversation and dialogue happens and growth happens. Right now, we have tensions on our campus that can only be resolved by understanding one another. And creating those forums and those spaces will be a part of the legacy I hope to lead as the BSG president. BSG must also work better as a liaison.
I think you get the point. So what happened? What happened? It's like he's playing a character now. It's a completely different person. Talks different, walks different, looks different. That's odd. Okay. Go figure. Try to explain that one, huh? Try to figure that one out for yourself. All right, a couple other odds and ends here before we take our next break. I'll cover the rest of the news. I think I'll have time to take a segment or two of phone calls as well. Settlement reached in defamation lawsuit against Lou Dobbs and Fox News. A settlement has been reached in the Venezuelan businessman's defamation lawsuit against Fox News and host Lou Dobbs over statements accusing him of helping tilt the 2020 presidential election. In a letter to U.S. District Court Judge Louis Lee Stanton filed in the Southern District of New York, of course, that's always where they go, lawyers for the two parties wrote they had reached an agreement to resolve the matter. Financial terms were not specified. So it looks like when I was asking the question earlier, what is Fox going to do? Are they just going to pay and settle? Are they going to fight? It looks like we now have the answer. They're just going to pay and settle, which I think is sad because it sets the precedent now. And, of course, it's always InfoWars and Alex Jones that have to go forward, through it first. But now this is what they do. They just sue you into oblivion, and they try to financially crush you. But, obviously, Fox News has a lot more money than we do, so it's a different situation there. But nonetheless, this is the new leftist tactic, is just to sue you into oblivion and break your bank that way. So, but hey, you can say Al Gore had the election stolen, and that's perfectly fine. You can say Hillary Clinton had the election stolen, and that's perfectly fine. No lawsuits, no problems, no accusations. It's perfectly fine. Democrats deny every election they've lost, every presidential election they've lost in the 21st century. They've denied it. They've accused people of cheating and rigging it. But no lawsuits, that's perfectly fine. But when you say that about the Trump 2020 election, then you get sued, and that's a problem. Arizona GOP passes unanimous resolution denouncing the indictment of President Trump. Why hasn't every other state's GOP done the same thing? Huh. Why is that only Arizona, I wonder? And Elon Musk has made a big move over at Twitter. This broke last night. Mario Nafal reporting it first. Twitter is dead. A filing at the Southern District of Florida shows that Twitter Inc. has merged with X Corp. And now Twitter no longer exists. X Corp's parent company is X Holding Corp. The new phase of Twitter will be X Corp. Is this the start of the Everything app? And Elon Musk hadn't said anything about this, and then late last night or early in the morning just tweeted out an X. To me, that just confirms it all. So Twitter is now owned by X, and I guess this is where Elon Musk is taking the app, the Everything X app.
They decided to not perp walk him, not put him in handcuffs, not do a mugshot, because they knew that that would help Trump. Didn't they know this would backfire? We were waiting for the mugshot. We learned today they wouldn't have it, so we've made our own. And it says political prisoner with an image of President Trump. The shirt is being printed now in Texas. It'll be shipping out to you in 1 week. Political prisoner with Trump on the front there in a mugshot jail background. It's a fundraiser shirt. It says Infowars.com on the back of the shirt. We also have Alex Jones for president. No, I'm not running for president. It's a really nice navy blue, high quality shirt. Red, white, and blue. Alex Jones for president. 2024. It's a fun conversational piece and a limited edition shirt. Great way to fund the operation. So get your Alex Jones for president and Trump mugshot shirts at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139. Hydrofluorosilicic acid is the third most deadly acid on earth. And they've got our children drinking that. This is a psychotic death cult, period, case closed, out to get you and your family. We sell the Alexa Pure Breeze, made by the My Patriot Supply Ready Hour Group. It's been around about 15 years, became the biggest company in the last six. They went out, hired engineers, reverse engineered the fancy best water filter system out there that sells for twice the price, and they made it as good in all the studies. It reduces things to non-detectable levels, thousands of chemicals. But you can go pay two or three times. There's four or five other filters out there that are just as good. We sell the very best, highest grade water filtration system for half the price of the leading competitor. And the media says we're bad and a cult for telling you you should filter your water. You should also filter your shower water. That's another way you absorb this crap. But I'm done talking about that. The point is you can get the filters at InfoWarsStore.com. They're discounted right now. Finally back in stock.
Ladies and gentlemen, this book, The Great Reset and the War for the World, is a historic book that documents the globalists, in their own words, plan for our future. That is a hellish future. Now, you'll be always, while they still allow books, I guess, they're starting to ban them, be able to get an unsigned copy of The Great Reset and the War for the World at bookstores, Amazon, or InfoWarsStore.com. But you will never be able to get another signed copy of the book after the signed copies we got run out. And there's about 1,000 left of them right now. So get your copy of The Great Reset and the War for the World, a signed copy at InfoWarsStore.com. And there is a markup there because this is a fundraiser to keep us on the air. So you won't just have this historic memento and this powerful book. You'll also know that you help keep InfoWars on the air. I want to thank those of you that have gotten signed copies of the book or unsigned copies. But I want to encourage all of you who haven't yet to go to InfoWarsStore.com and get a signed copy and buy a couple of unsigned copies and donate to the library or give them to the local school. This is an InfoWar. I'm counting on you, and thank you for your support.
I talk a lot about the great successes InfoWars has had. I don't think anybody can deny it. And it is because of listeners and viewers supporting us. But when we talk about the crew at InfoWars, people behind the scenes, the researchers, the writers, they really have been the MVPs in this fight. And when we look at Harrison Smith and Owen Schroyer and the hard work they engage in every day, 5, 6, 7 days a week, it's really just incredible. So for myself and the whole InfoWars crew, I thank you for your past support. I want to encourage you now to realize that InfoWars cannot stay on air if you do not support us. I know you spread the word. I know you pray for us, and that's wonderful. Keep doing it. But most viewers and listeners never go to InfoWarsStore.com, and you never buy great products that enrich and empower your life, while at the same time keep us on air. I know that less than 1% of our listeners actually go buy products at InfoWarsStore.com. If just 1% more of you took action and went to
the War Room, InfoWars.com/show. We are in a war for America. This is the War Room.
Watch the live stream at band.video.
All right, I'm going to have a segment to take phone calls. I'll cover the rest of the news I have here, and then we'll take phone calls in the final segment. 877-789-2539. 877-789-2539. Anything I've discussed so far today is fair game. So when you call, let them know what we talked about today that you want to talk about, and we'll get you up and on the air. Quickly, remember InfoWarsStore.com. We are listener supported. It's your support at InfoWarsStore.com that keeps us on the air. Hopefully now you've heard Turbo Force back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com and 25% off. We are quickly selling out of the new turmeric toothpaste, however, so take advantage of that before it sells out. And, of course, the limited edition T-shirts, Alex Jones for President 2024 and Donald Trump political prisoner mugshot T-shirt, both limited edition T-shirts available at InfoWarsStore.com, selling out fast as well. And it's your support there that keeps us on the air. If you don't want to buy a product today, you can go right to the donate page and donate that way as well. All right. Guys, go ahead and let's get a little funny meme for you here. Trans women, when they see a female-only safe space, right there, they get pretty excited, in other words. The trans women. So in other words, men that want to prey on women, oh, but pretend to be women, they get to go into the, yes. Ooh, it's a female-only space. I'm a man pretending to be a female, so I'm a woman now. Yeah. Ooh, sup, little mama. You know, you walk into the ladies' locker room with a full beard. Sup, baby. Oh, you don't like that? I'm suing you. That's literally what happens in California. We had the guest on. Moving on. I told you, liberals don't want to debate. They can't debate. It's impossible for them. And Michael Knowles was supposed to actually finally had a liberal that agreed to a debate. And, of course, the liberal ended up canceling. Probably the cult handler called them and said, nope, you're not doing this. I've just learned that Professor McCloskey, who has dropped out of our debate scheduled for next week, for weeks, he's baselessly smeared me as a fascist, but nonetheless insisted upon the importance of debating ideas rather than running from them. Apparently, he's changed his mind. And then this is what they do, is they just lie about you and they call you a racist and a fascist and all this stuff that's not even true. But then they won't debate you, or they'll say they'll debate you, but then they won't debate you. Because they can't debate you. Because they're intellectual nothings. And they know it. That's why Biden couldn't debate Trump. And I doubt Biden will be doing any other debates as he runs for president again. Maybe they'll Fetterman him. Now, this is sad stuff right here. And this is being done to us intentionally. And both of these two things, both of these two phenomenons might even be connected. One in 36 kids have autism, according to the CDC. Now, the story here at the Epoch Times, I don't have the time to get into it, but you understand the rate of autism in the United States of America is the highest in the world. We have the most strict and highest vaccine schedule as well, although other countries are actually starting to catch up now. But we have the highest rate of autism in the world. And it is dramatically increasing over time, just so coincidentally, as we increase the number of vaccines we give our children as well. And yet, while the CDC puts out the shocking numbers that 1 in 36 kids now have autism, they are yet to do any real research as to the cause of this phenomenon. But of course, it's the CDC pushing the vaccines, so they wouldn't want to investigate the cause. Now, is it connected to this? Or is there something similar going on? 7.2% of U.S. adults identify as LGBT. And when you look at the numbers, these are also radically increasing with each generation. So let's say baby boomers in 2022, 2.7% said they identify as LGBT. And now Gen Z, 20% say they identify as LGBT. Now, is this from the propaganda? Is this from the mental disorder? Is this because they're peer pressured or cultural pressure or they feel more comfortable to say this? Two crazy trends that you think might raise some red flags. 1 in 36 kids have autism. 1 in 5 kids are identifying as LGBTQ+. You might be a little concerned about these two developments. Kind of a big deal. Kind of a big deal. But of course, we know that the left is using autistic people and using people that have mental problems or learning problems as their little test pigeons, as their little cudgels to say, oh, no, you're gay, you're trans. And then they put them in all these promotional videos and they don't really understand how they're being used and abused by these leftists. It's a trend. Whether it's children or whether it's people with a mental disability or whether it's a minority group, you're always being used and abused by leftists. And now they're reading their own. So Anna Kasparian, Young Turd's co-host, said a couple weeks ago that she wants to be called a woman. She doesn't want to be called a birthing person. She doesn't want to be called all these weird leftist terms. She wants to be called a woman. And now she's getting attacked by the left. She's a big leftist. She's getting attacked by the left because she wants to be called a woman. So she says, because that's considered transphobic. Well, she can't be transphobic. She's a good liberal. But, oh, you said you want to be called a woman and not a birthing person. So that's transphobic. So they're starting to get a little bit of their own medicine. They're starting to get a taste of their own madness. Kasparian says, the meltdowns over wanting to be referred to as a woman rather than a birthing person is pretty wild. I'll never apologize for that, especially as a biological woman who has had a lifetime of being told I'm less than. I'm a woman, no apologies. Well, is it time to cancel Anna Kasparian, the transphobic? Welcome to the world you created, Anna. Where telling the truth gets you attacked by leftist, liberal, progressive Democrats. You created this world. How do you like living in it? But the UN posted this last night. Any job is a woman's job. Actually, they copy and pasted that 8 times into their tweet. So 8 times they said any job is a woman's job. Right. Okay. How about center for the Los Angeles Lakers? Is that a woman's job? Okay, but that might be an extreme case. So here you have, this is from 2015. I doubt too much has changed. What are the most dangerous jobs in America? Well, based on the fatality injury rate per 100,000 workers, the most dangerous jobs in order are logging workers, which are 97% male, fishing workers, which are 99% male, aircraft pilots, which are 91% male, refuse collectors, which is 90% male, iron and steel workers, 98% male, and it goes down the list, mining and oil, 99% male. So are these women jobs or are some jobs actually for men? I don't know. Don't ask Anna Kasparian. Pieces of crap. This is, why do we see this trend? This is actually really a sad trend. We keep seeing it. Two Florida women arrested. How dare you call them women? Two Florida women arrested after live streaming themselves taunting and abusing elderly woman with dementia. Hero sheriff goes off on monsters during press conference announcing their arrests. Why do we have this trend? Do I have to say it? Did Obama do this? Was that Obama, like I talked about in the first hour, that made this undercurrent of racism, brought it back up to the top? Yeah, that was Obama, wasn't it?
They decided to not perp walk him, not put him in handcuffs, not do a mugshot, because they knew that that would help Trump. Didn't they know this would backfire? We were waiting for the mugshot. We learned today they wouldn't have it, so we've made our own. And it says political prisoner with an image of President Trump. The shirt is being printed now in Texas. It'll be shipping out to you in 1 week. Political Prisoner with Trump on the front there in a mugshot jail background. It's a fundraiser shirt. It says Infowars.com on the back of the shirt. We also have Alex Jones for President. No, I'm not running for president. It's a really nice navy blue, high quality shirt. Red, white, and blue. Alex Jones for President 2024. It's a fun conversational piece and a limited edition shirt. Great way to fund the operation. So get your Alex Jones for President and Trump mugshot shirts at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139. Hydrofluorosilicic acid is the third most deadly acid on earth. And they've got our children drinking that. This is a psychotic death cult, period, case closed, out to get you and your family. We sell the Alexa Pure Breeze, made by the My Patriot Supply Ready Hour Group. It's been around about 15 years, became the biggest company in the last six. They went out, hired engineers, reverse engineered the fancy best water filter system out there that sells for twice the price, and they made it as good in all the studies. It reduces things to non-detectable levels, thousands of chemicals. But you can go pay two or three times. There's four or five other filters out there that are just as good. We sell the very best, highest grade water filtration system for half the price of the leading competitor. And the media says we're bad and a cult for telling you you should filter your water. You should also filter your shower water. That's another way you absorb this crap. But I'm done talking about that. The point is you can get the filters at InfoWarsStore.com. They're discounted right now. Finally back in stock.
You want to beat the New World Order? You want to stop their globalist agenda? Well, so do I. And I've been the most effective individual in the fight against the globalist. And I've got their number, and I know how to bring them down. But ladies and gentlemen, I can't do it without your support. And the good news is we're only under about $200,000 a month. The bad news is the enemy is intensifying their attacks on every front, but I'm not going to back down. And I'll never give up, but I could give out. So please keep me on the field. Keep me on the front lines against the enemy while getting great products at the same time that will empower you and your family. InfoWarsStore.com for the best supplements and more. Or just make a straight donation, big red banner at the top of InfoWarsStore.com, and that way all the money goes towards the fight, not part of it going towards product cost. But I thank you all for your support. Please commit now to go to InfoWarsStore.com and get great products and make donations. I thank you for your support. Now take action. The globalists are counting on you not taking action.
Our world is so full of hype. We are force-fed dehumanizing propaganda by the corporate media, by the controlled churches and the universities. And why is this the case? Because we innately, by God, have been given the keys to our own minds, our own psyches, our own souls. And by connecting to God, we can empower ourselves and transcend the, quote, fallen or sinful state. So the chemicals that we ingest and all the things that we try to bring into our bodies to change who we are only lowering us. They're only making us more depressed. In the end, they're only making us less fulfilled. It is only by going within and really making that connection to God that we can truly empower ourselves. That's why the globalists bombard us with toxins and chemicals to block us getting the normal vitamins and minerals and trace elements our bodies need to be healthy and to be able to basically reach out beyond the third dimension. And that's where the incredible products come in at InfoWarsStore.com.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/show.
It's not the Nutcracker, although it might be. Or is it the Nut Tucker? The crew here is just on one now. It's the Nut Tucker. The Nutcracker, Nut Tucker. Sophie Rebecca, the new male ballerina. And if you don't like it, you're a bigot. It's a dude with freak breasts doing the Nut Tuck.
I'm just sorry. It's just so ridiculous. Oh, man. Hey, that's all right, women.
There used to be things that, you know, were for you, but not anymore. The men are here now. And apparently the Thabies are here, too. This is coming soon to a 60 Minutes near you. Yeah, forget the awkward clunkiness of the man ballerina that's about two times the size of the other ballerinas. You know, usually they're pretty light, nimble on their feet. There's a man in there now. So forget about that. Well, if ballerina was dying, it's going to be dead now. Nobody wants to see that. But here the Thavies are coming. Come into 60 Minutes near you. Check this out.
We didn't assign a gender at birth.
I'm letting this little person be who they want to be.
It is an experiment. What they're doing is unprecedented.
On 60 Minutes.
You can't tell what your gender is by looking at your body.
What are some of the biggest challenges?
Strangers in the street have had quite a strong response. Why are you so obsessed? Why do you need to know?
Trying to eliminate gender. It's really helping kids find their own path to it.
I can't tell that's a man ballerina. And nine now. Hey. Isn't that's a dude. That's a dude. How did you know that was a man? Oh, I don't know. 6'3" man's frame, clunking around in a ballerina's outfit and a leotard. How did you know that was a man? There's no way to tell. You can't tell with their bodies. This is like that professor that was talking to the female swimmer. What was her name again? Riley something? Skipping my mind now. And the anthropology professor said, no, we can't tell the difference between men and women based off skeletons. When we do archaeological digs and when we find skeletal remains, we have no idea whether it's a man or a woman. And then they say on 60 Minutes, there's no way to tell based off your body whether you're a boy or a girl. And then Marjorie Taylor Greene says, Democrats are pedophiles. And they're like, oh my God, you can't say that. By the way, there's more news. They're really building this crescendo of World War III with Russia and China, folks. It's bad. There's more news on that today. We had the press conference. We cut it a little short. We'll cover that tomorrow. But I want to take some phone calls here in the last segment. Anything we've talked about so far today, fair game. Let's talk to Justin in Ohio. Let's talk about that factory fire in Richmond today. It's hard to keep up with all the fires and the infrastructure collapse, which one it is. But Justin, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Yeah, thank you, Owen. This fire happened at a recycling facility that recycles plastic and paper. And it happened sometime around, I don't know, like 2 o'clock or sometime around there anyway. And they said that it was caused by a semi. So whether that meant it drove into it, it caught fire itself, or like a trailer caught fire, I have no idea. But the darn thing is still smoking. I can see it from my back porch.
Oh,
smoking.
No kidding.
Yeah.
Wow.
But
it looked bad. I mean, obviously, I've been in recycling plants. I mean, folks, I mean, you can imagine it's filled with, you know, big things of paper that are just condensed into blocks. So, I mean, it's a fire hazard.
Yeah.
And the air is basically dust. I would imagine the air is even flammable.
I can tell you, it was a beautiful blue sky all day today up until that.
So how far away are you from it that you can see this?
I'd say about 17 miles, I think.
Wow. And I mean, it's like very obvious. It's not even subtle. It's that bad.
Yeah, I can still see it. I mean, it's not bellowing like it had been earlier today, but it's definitely still got a decent smokestack to it.
Are they covering this in your local news? Is this a big story right now?
I mean, if you look on WHIO, you can see some articles, but I mean, we were just told to shelter in place if you're downstream of, you know, like downwind of it, but.
That's nice.
That's fun. Yeah.
Well, it's every day with this now. Sad, Justin.
I know. What's it happening all around Ohio? You know, Cleveland.
It's a good point.
Palestine, and then just on the outskirts there, and in Richmond.
Even that truck carrying the toxic dirt from East Palestine crashed today. Just 40,000. What was it? 40,000 pounds of the toxic soil. Just truck crashed. Oops. Wow.
You know,
so just shocking images here from the fire. I'm not surprised. Again, folks, I mean, you're talking about condensed blocks of paper. So yeah, like that is just devastating.
I'm literally sitting on my back porch, or I guess my front porch rather, and I'm staring right at it, staring at the smoke still there.
Well, Justin, thank you for that eyewitness report. Appreciate you. Good to hear from you. Let's go to James in Oklahoma. James, you're on the InfoWars War Room. Go ahead. Let's try it again. I'm sorry, James, we just got you on. Go ahead.
Oh, all right. Sorry. So I just want to say I am a huge fan, all right? First off, before I get into anything else, I was drinking 4 to 5 energy drinks a day, and it was horrible. I was spending tons of money. I felt like crap. And then I got on to Brain Force, and I'm about to try that Turbo Force. I ordered it for the first time.
Awesome.
And I want to say it is amazing.
Great to
hear. Thank you guys for what you're doing. But anyway, I live in a small town in Oklahoma, and it's been pretty peaceful here, mostly. Everyone's on board with the anti-globalist movement, but, man, you go to the bigger towns, and you go a little bit 35 minutes out of town, and it's just crazy, man. You see all this run-down society. It's absolutely insane. I don't know how we're supposed to go on when everything's falling apart like this.
It's going to be something we're all going to see firsthand now, no doubt about it. It's only going to get worse. The ship is sinking.
I agree, man. I'm a huge fan. I've never been on the talk radio before. I'm thankful for this opportunity. Thank you.
Hey, thanks for calling in. Hopefully we hear from you again. Let's go to, folks, I'm not even kidding you. Half the callers are calling in about Turbo Force. Okay, fine. I said, whatever I'm talking about, you're calling in. All right, so we'll talk about Turbo Force. I love Turbo Force. So, okay, Mike in New York wants to talk Turbo Force. Mike, go ahead.
Good evening, Owen.
Evening.
I would like to say to you and all the other Info Warriors out there, odds are, if you're an Info Warrior, you have a job, right? You go to work every day. Odds are, you go to work every day, there's nobody else there to help you out. This is where Turbo Force comes into play. I'm a mail carrier. We haven't had employees in months. I crack a little Turbo Force, and thank God it's back in stock now. But I was getting really low, and I was getting worried. But now that I got Turbo Force, I know I'll be able to get through my day, finish strong, come home, and do whatever else I need to do for the day. Turbo Force for the win. If you haven't tried it, try it. That's all for tonight, Owen. Peace out, brother.
All right, Mike. Amazing stuff. Amazing stuff. I mean, no wonder. I bet you if you live in Mike's area on his mail route, you're always getting your mail on time. One of the highest success rates, probably. This is just wild because I said to call in on whatever I've talked about today, and I've got callers on the line that are talking about things I never talked about, and then the ones I did talk about are all Turbo Force. So it's just what a wild thing here. I am interested to hear about this one, though. I didn't really talk about this. I did mention DeSantis, and Trump floated the idea maybe DeSantis could be his VP. Might have been a little tongue-in-cheek or an olive branch, but Brandon wants to talk about that in Arizona. So, Brandon, go ahead.
Hey, Owen, can you hear me okay?
Yep, we got you. 60 seconds, man. I'm sorry, but I got 60 seconds.
No, you're good, brother. I appreciate you taking the call. I just was curious to get your 2 cents on who you think he should be asking for regarding the VP. My 10-second suggestion is there's so many people that are upset with him regarding the vaccines and with him not coming out. And there is one person that really has been attacking it. It could be his barking dog, is Rand Paul. You know, he's going after Fauci. I just thought that could be something he could really lean on and leverage Rand Paul to go after that.
Let me take you one step further. Let me take you one step further because I don't really know if that works. What about an RFK Jr. vice presidency? Because because I would imagine that the Democrats are going to make sure he does not get in. So they'll do shenanigans. Yeah. And whether he actually has a support or not, I don't know. But then after RFK gets snubbed by the Democrats, Trump can say, hey, why don't you join me as VP? And you can even have a coming to the table moment between liberals and conservatives that are anti-establishment. But maybe we're getting ahead of ourselves, Brandon. We'll talk about it again tomorrow. 21-hour break. The War Room will be back.
They decided to not perp walk him, not put him in handcuffs, not do a mugshot, because they knew that that would help Trump. Didn't they know this would backfire? We were waiting for the mugshot. We learned today they wouldn't have it, so we've made our own. And it says political prisoner with an image of President Trump. The shirt is being printed now in Texas. It'll be shipping out to you in 1 week. Political Prisoner with Trump on the front there in a mugshot jail background. It's a fundraiser shirt. It says Infowars.com on the back of the shirt. We also have Alex Jones for President. No, I'm not running for president. It's a really nice navy blue, high quality shirt. Red, white, and blue. Alex Jones for President 2024. It's a fun conversational piece and a limited edition shirt. Great way to fund the operation. So get your Alex Jones for President and Trump mugshot shirts at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139. Hydrofluorosilicic acid is the third most deadly acid on earth. And they've got our children drinking that. This is a psychotic death cult, period, case closed, out to get you and your family. We sell the Alexa Pure Breeze, made by the My Patriot Supply Ready Hour Group. It's been around about 15 years, became the biggest company in the last six. They went out, hired engineers, reverse engineered the fancy best water filter system out there that sells for twice the price, and they made it as good in all the studies. It reduces things to non-detectable levels, thousands of chemicals. But you can go pay two or three times. There's four or five other filters out there that are just as good. We sell the very best, highest-grade water filtration system for half the price of the leading competitor. And the media says we're bad and a cult for telling you you should filter your water. You should also filter your shower water. That's another way you absorb this crap. But I'm done talking about that. The point is you can get the filters at InfoWarsStore.com. They're discounted right now. Finally back in stock.
Infowars.com/show.